So, guys, I just got my beard styled. What do you think?
Oh, oh wow.
That's pretty awesome, man. Looks
Thank you.
Really it looks cool. great. It's
very
Thank
shiny.
You. Thank you, yeah.
But is it killing Will?
It is slowly strangling him.
Oh, that's unique.
But what do you think of it? Huh? I mean,
other than the fact that it's tightening itself around Will's neck, it looks pretty sharp.
I mean, it takes some real styling to get it to do things like that. So
yeah, well, I mean, I grew it in about 10 minutes.
Wow.
I think it's vaguely sentient. It might be like an alien parasite, but I think it looks really good.
At least only vaguely.
Do you know why it hates Will so much?
No.
He's getting awfully pale.
Yeah.
I can't breathe.
Well, what do you think of his beard?
You cut him off, please.
What?
Well, look at that.
After you put all that effort into it?
Come on, man.
You can't just cut it off.
You don't chop off style like that.
You always have such
beards are in now.
Yeah.
He's just jealous because he can't grow one.
Yeah, that's true.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
Thank God we missed that. Hey, everybody.
A mogul?
You mean me saying the combination of a mole and an eagle is a mogul? You're welcome, listener.
Just had to repeat that, didn't you?
Bro, you had to point out that we missed it.
Yeah.
It's your fault, Ryan.
Yeah, it would have gone sorry, everybody. In the way if you hadn't.
I'm sorry that I subjected you indirectly to that pun.
That's what Ryan's wife said.
Oh, Ryan's wife does puns.
Yep.
I don't get it. Ryan's a pun?
Yeah.
He's yeah. not Colin.
Anyway, hey everybody, welcome to another Ragnarok Actual.
Hi, Ryan.
Today
we're gonna... everyone, and you said hi.
Hey, welcome to an actual play, Omar. We're gonna play Dungeon World.
And you make fun of me when my eyes are filled with hate when you start again.
It's better than the puking. You know what? It's not just hate. It's thankfulness that I'm not the GM who has to roll this shit.
Yeah.
It's like a there but for the grace of God go I type feeling.
That could have been me tonight.
Right. Exactly.
30-sided die. There it is.
If you want, Ryan, the next time
you have to
GM,
next time you have to call it the Namotron 5000.
Oh, right. Wait. Namotron right. 5000. No, you weren't supposed to talk through that. Namotron 5000. Now edit over when I said 30-sided die, and no one will be the wiser.
All right.
That's not going to happen.
I'm just no, not at all.
But you, good job getting a clear take.
But
of it.
Yeah, you don't you don't listen to it, so I can just tell you.
Namotron.
Well, now you're gonna. Now he's gonna.
Now he's fucking all over the shit.
He's gonna listen to every episode. You're gonna hear all those times you made fun of him while he wasn't here.
Oh, you mean every episode?
Yep. So as Meyer pointed out, we're gonna be playing Dungeon World tonight. This is Fate's Fools. I think this is session 6. We're
no
pretty
clue.
Far.
No,
we're pretty far deep in this shit.
Yeah, we haven't posted one yet.
No, I'm waiting until the end of. Stray Thoughts.
Excuse me. Y'all's wanted to do personal stories.
Yeah, it's a
takes time.
Well, this is good. We've got like
Damn
a little bit of a buffer between Stray Thoughts and Candlewick.
Yeah.
So we can rack up some episodes.
Rick's favorite buffer.
Michael Buffer.
So I'm Ryan, I'm gonna be GMing this session, regrettably.
Hasselhoffer.
I'm Meyer, I'm gonna play Fendril the Wizard!
Fenferil. Is that Fendril?
Oh, yeah. Fenferil the Wizard.
I mean, it's your character if you want it to be named Fendril now.
It's been a while since we played this.
It's been a while.
And
he changed his name when he got that tattoo.
He's turning into a death cultist, apparently.
Yeah.
All right, since we're going out of order,
yeah.
I'm Alex, and I am playing Walter Thimbleson, the evil cleric. He is a servant of the god Yintos, who is the god of curses and spite. And his holy symbol...
I thought you were a paladin.
Yes, what did I say?
Cleric.
Nope, paladin.
I noticed that was
it's
wrong.
Not like...
Mine says the cleric.
Yeah.
it's not like you guys can just read these things off your character
sheets. I have two character sheets, one of which says the cleric.
Well, you asked for that. That's
I know.
Paul's old sheet.
Can I have it?
No, because I need all the cleric spells, because I'm also a level 5 cleric. So I wasn't wrong.
Are you level 6 already?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm level 6 too.
Wow.
I'm only level 5.
Yeah.
Level 3.
There was a good stretch of game where Eric and I failed like
every
round.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, my god is Yintos, and my holy symbol is a upturned middle finger that I wear. It's a golden hand, life-size, that I wear on a chain around my neck.
We're all really bad at introducing our characters tonight, but it's all right. I'm going to fix it with mine.
Hi, I'm Chris, and I'm playing Vitor. He's a clerk.
I almost spit beer all over my nose.
God damn it, Chris.
You're welcome. And I cleared the table. We got more to talk about now that Alex and Ryan aren't here.
Listeners, help us.
Oh, I'm still here. I just went over to check my phone.
Listeners,
help us meet our goals of being the best podcast ever.
All right, well, anyway.
The shades are...
Cleric, Pitor the Cleric, has a book that tells him everything he should be doing, and it's usually blank. Because his god is the god of the lost, the downtrodden, lost, and forgotten, and I forgot what his name is.
You're definitely downtrodden.
Yes, and in character, his name is forgotten.
I'm Brian Cranston. I mean, Eric. It's one of those two. I didn't see the sheet. I just forgot to read it. America, I'm playing Temek X Lefwo. He's a salamander, and he's chaotic, and he kind of follows Yintos. But he's on the fence, but leaning more...
Save you how many times?
Like, if there was a fence there, and one side was Yintos and one side was not, he'd be like a 45-degree angle towards the Yintos sign, and it'd be really uncomfortable.
Wait, everyone. Quiet. This is for Ed. Damn it. This is for Ed.
Ryan, edit it out, and edit it so it doesn't look like Alex messed up. And
of course. Be,
the cap was slipping.
Everyone be none the wiser.
Of course.
Oh, wow. That was great for you, Ed, huh?
Because now he's thirsty.
Yeah. Just take a big swig of that and go...
So let's get this train wreck back on the rails. What do you guys remember about last time? I know it's been a while.
We got Borax.
I got Borax, the Enchanted Stone. That's all that matters.
I had my opportunity to leave. So. I took it.
Then we found you anyway. Yeah. So we
he should be coming down any minute now.
So what was the first big event that happened to you guys?
Okay, so we abandoned Chris to the whims of his god in the snowy mountains. We left him a little fire to keep him warm so he wouldn't die.
Did we throw some snowballs too?
That was just Meyer.
So I know what?
Balls. I threw snowballs at you.
Oh, that's not...
We hiked to Valconia. We were trudging through the underground swamp, and then we found a thing under the water. Eric's squid, wolf squid, pulled it up, and it opened a drain in the swamp.
It was a coffin with a dwarf skeleton.
A dwarf skeleton, yeah.
That I immediately attacked. Yeah. And after which, Ryan decided it was going to help us.
Well, the random table decided. I just rolled.
Ryan, edit that out, and they said you decided everyone would be none the wiser.
So...
I'll be wiser.
We killed the dwarf skeleton, but then Temek and Walter... got sucked down the swamp sphincter, and we plummeted and landed in the underground lava death caverns.
Eric's favorite part of a swamp.
Okay. The hole sealed itself. Pendril did not follow us down. Fenferil did not follow us down. He and Baldwin stayed up top of the swamp. Yeah. So Fenferil kept going, and he found the keep
of something.
Yes.
It's written on the map there. Yeah. Her keep
is something.
Bulan.
Akira Jalan.
Akira Jalan?
Oh, I'm fucking.
It's from this random table.
The keep of Akira Jalan.
Sorry, I'll fix the name.
So.
X.
That's not good. So far, so good.
So, Fen promised in exchange for not being killed that he would basically. In exchange for his life, he sold them the. Harvesting rights to the liquid lightning, and said he would show the drow where it is and how to safely harvest it.
Not a vow to be found.
But
they
also
going to kill him just because they're dicks.
What? Why were they
killing me? No, they weren't going to kill me. They wanted the magic lightning that I had.
The liquid lightning.
Yeah, but instead of... So, like, arrow liquid lightning, I'm like, hey, I'm going to show you where the liquid lightning
is. Right.
And they also found out that Fenferil is...
Oh, that I... That the tattoo of a goat leaf... Goat leaf tattoo is a ancient symbol of a death cult.
Yes, the god, the exiled god who swore to return and trample the world under her hooves.
Yeah, and Fenferil realized that
he's
got that tattoo, and he's got that death staff.
Yeah.
And it seems like he's destined to be a death cultist.
He's on the way. Meanwhile, well, that
also
was happening.
Met a cute drow that he's trying to get on.
This is yours too.
He met a Drow who is the captain of the guard.
They met Cute.
The prophet's mystic vision. She tried to kill him.
Yep. So while that was happening, Tamek and Walter were exploring the death caverns by slowly pouring out water from the Urn of Thark onto the never ending sea of lava to make a path. We robbed a tomb of a...
There were, like, all tombs there of, like, dead dwarves and treasures.
And we robbed one of a diamond chalice, the Chalice of Madak, which is worth 1,000 coin.
Because I did...
But you have to find somebody to fence it first.
Yes.
Because I did a badass thing.
The best character
and then I did a badass thing.
Yeah.
You created the greatest character in the game.
Yep. So we managed to get past the Sea of Lava and found a bunch of underground dwarves, excuse me, I don't remember exactly what happened, but we managed to bargain our way. Oh, we gave them like 20 gold, and they let us pass. Yeah. And then we took this like huge winding staircase back up to the swamp. And when we got up there, I traded one of my vials of enchantment to the two drow who were guarding it, and I showed them what it could do.
Yeah.
And I created Borax, the enchanted stone, whose specialty is dancing.
And
you missed Borax. Borax is our new favorite character.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he has a penchant for vengeance.
Yes. His cost is vengeance.
Oh.
His instinct is to lord over others.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
He is a tiny dancing stone who hates everything.
Except me.
Except you.
His moves are find the magic, sneak past someone, and blend into the background.
We don't know how he feels about me yet.
And then we reunited with Fen, and one of the drow shot me with an arrow. That's where we ended.
Yep. So, Piotr, let's start with you. You have been standing here for roughly 18 hours.
Did my fire go out?
Yeah, of course it did. because the temperature took a dip and it started snowing. It's more of a blizzard that kind of kicked up around you.
It's very different than the desert, which I'm very much more accustomed to.
Yeah. It's an interesting change of pace. You reflect on the fact that your god seems to like to leave you exposed to the elements in different environments. You think it might be a test of your faith, or maybe he's just a vindictive asshole. You don't know.
Or she.
I feel
or
like she. More likely he, she, it, or they just forgot about me again. Stay here for a minute. I'll be right back. Oh, shit, it's been 10 years. Is he still standing there?
Wow, he must be pretty damn faithful.
You look cold. Why don't you warm up a bit? I'm going to go write something in the book for you.
Anyway.
They reward you by making you find us assholes.
You're standing there for a while, and...
18 hours.
I think it was morning when they left you.
Okay. Yeah.
So it is. It should be dawn. You're waiting for the sun to come up because then maybe this horrible test of your faith will end, or
at least I'll thaw out a little.
At least you'll thaw out a little bit. But the hours continue to pass, and the world remains dark.
Is it because my eyes are frozen shut?
You're starting to think that way. You're starting to wonder, but you blink, and then you kind of realize that the patch of forest that you've been staring at for almost a solid day now has changed. In front of you now, there is a vast rolling plain of cracked earth, frozen earth. There's not a feature for miles around.
Oh, I'm way more used to this. This is actually kind of comforting.
and above you, you just see clouds piled upon clouds in what you suspect is an endless polar night.
Right.
You have either transported yourself or been transported by the power of your faith or by sheer deprivation into some other place.
Or I'm hallucinating.
Or you're hallucinating, which could be a part of this prophetic experience that you may or may not be having.
It tends to be.
So what do you do?
Well, I stand perfectly still.
Okay. Just in case this is one of those mystic visions where you're supposed to stand there and do nothing.
Well, so far, those are the instructions I got.
The book you was left open at your feet.
Okay. What does it say?
You look down at it?
Yeah, I think I can move my head.
You've experienced this kind of thing before, so you've left it like right at the edge of your field of view, so you can kind of glance down on it and see if it says.
Like I said, I'm pretty sure as long as I don't take steps, it counts as staying still. I could like move my arms probably.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, does it say anything?
It says, "Go talk to the nice elf."
Well, I'll pick up my book, and I'll see if there's an elf around.
You should probably put your clothes back on, too.
Am I naked?
Yeah, you're naked.
Yeah, you're naked.
Your clothes are nowhere.
Oh. Well,
you're just stark naked.
That's fine.
In the middle of a tundra, holding the book.
My
face. Just picture, like, that comic of the dog sitting there with his house on fire. He's thinking, this is fine.
Six-sided?
Yep, 2d6. And whatever your class also damage bonus is.
Also a d6.
Minus
elf. Oh, there you go.
You're a salamander.
So 2d6.
Prove it.
Alright, do I see any elves?
You don't see any elves. The only feature you see...
You almost went to steal it.
There are three moons... Mm-hmm. At various distances, glowing very brightly, that seem to be coming up over one horizon, and you can see a cracked and what appears to be a cracked and burnt tree, silhouetted by the moon, and on the other opposite end of your field of view, on the other horizon, you can see the glow of a fire.
Well, I'll go toward the fire, because that probably means there's someone or something there.
All right.
Or it's at least warm.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the whole, you know, naked thing is starting to get to you.
No, it's not.
No?
The cold thing is. And
yeah.
The naked thing is expounding that, so... Expound? Is that the right
one? Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, so I would absolutely put some clothes on, but the nakedness in itself isn't bothering me.
So you proceed at a brisk pace toward the fire.
Right.
As you get closer...
What did it say? Go talk to the nice elf.
Nice.
Okay.
As you get closer and closer to the fire, you don't see any figures around it. Nobody is sitting at the fire. There's no, like... cooking equipment or gear or anything. Nope, none of that either. There's like a patch of ground that has thawed out, and there's snow and ice pretty much covering everything except for this radius around the fire that seems to have thawed and melted.
First, I'll warm myself.
As you get closer, the fire is a welcome change from the freezing, endless night. You notice that there is a figure sitting inside the fire.
Inside the fire, Edgeberg!
Cross-legged, seemingly meditating. You can see it has like an elfin appearance. You can see the pointy ears.
All right, so it's an elf. He's in the fire. All right, so once I'm thawed out enough to speak, I go, "Are you nice?"
Ah! And then the fire goes out, and it's dark.
Oh, he's not.
Oh
my God, turn it back on, please.
Gods, another one. What?
The heat, the fire. It was way better than this.
Oh.
The cold and the dark.
Oh, you're naked. Oh, give me a minute. And then, give me a second. And then, this, you can, your eyes are kind of adjusting, but then there's this flash, and he's ignited himself again. Oh. There.
I wish I could do that.
It's a skill I've practiced many years to acquire.
Could you teach me?
Yes, I suppose I could, if you were willing to stay here long enough.
How long?
Well, it took me many years.
And I'll look at my book.
The book?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me, so which do you prefer?
Whatever my god wants of me.
What about you, Chris? Do you want to stay and learn this skill?
Oh, I think I don't have the years to stay in. It's probably be a very boring game if that's what it says. So
well, I mean, they don't necessarily have to be years to everyone else. It's subjective years.
Does your character want to learn?
Does your character really want to learn how to do this?
Yes. He legitimately meant he'd like to learn how to do that.
So I'm going
to... Although, he's not bright enough to pick up on that it's going to take years. He just thinks, oh, yeah, okay.
I'm going to use a mechanic from the Perilous Wilds called the Die of Fate. So if this rolls a 6 or closer, then your god has a favorable... well, you know, 4, 5, or 6.
Oh, okay.
Then your god has a favorable outlook toward this. If it rolls like a 1, 2, or 3, then the outlook is not so favorable. You can't stay here and learn. Nope.
1 for our listeners.
You really didn't know.
Like, fuck that.
You look at your book, it just says no.
Basically, yeah.
Alright. Ooh, a direct answer for once.
They don't usually send their visionaries naked.
Well, I think I took my clothes off on my own. It was quite a few hours ago.
Wow. That's,
And it wasn't snowing. No,
it was
snowing. But it wasn't snowing this much.
Listen, I've got kind of a whole thing that I go through whenever people show up here. I'm just gonna get through it because I really would like to go back to just my eons of solitude.
You are the nice elf, though, right?
As far as I know, there aren't any other elves around here, but I would say I'm pretty friendly.
Okay, great. Then I'm glad to hear what you have to say.
Okay. So, I am the oldest living being in all the worlds.
Oh, you look good for your age.
Thank you. I wait here at the nexus of nowhere for the end of all times when I can finally know peace.
Right.
And occasionally they send me prophets and visionaries and people like you.
Oh, yes, 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 prophets and visionaries, just like me.
And I am supposed to give you something that will help you on your quest.
Oh, is it what my quest is?
Is the answer in that book there?
Is it? I'm going to look when he says. It could just be blank. That's usually...
Yeah, it's completely blank.
Not yet.
All right. Well, in that case, since I don't know what will help you, I guess I'm going to have to wing this.
Here's some clues. Fenferel. Goat leaf.
Oh, you're from that dimension.
That guy.
Oh, I am so sorry.
Oh, and the god of spite.
Yintos.
I did actually forget, but Yingos.
Yintos. Oof.
Yeah, that's him. I'm helping him.
Oh.
It said to do that in my book. Well, it said to help one of his followers. I don't really remember. And I start flipping through the pages idly while I listen.
That's an interesting story there, friend.
Fascinating, really.
Yes.
Especially if what you're used to is sand.
Well, let's see what I can come up with for a follower of Yintos. Do you follow Yintos?
No, I follow... and I'll show him the symbol on the front of my book. Is his name, or her name, or its name, or their name...
Lost to time?
Lost to time.
That happens.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Especially for the god of the forgotten, I think. Forget if that's what he's the god of.
I'm usually the one who remembers, but... You see enough gods, you see enough worlds rise and fall, and dimensions created and destroyed. They all kind of blend together after a while.
Neat!
Anyway, traveler, I will now commune with the primal essence of this bubble of reality where I spend my days, and I will... issue you one magical item that you can take with you.
I love magic items.
Another dancing rock.
No, I will kill it.
And the elf starts. The elf goes back to meditating. And Alex, what is Taros given?
Yeah, I figured it was Taros. Does it have to be something that's actually useful?
No. I mean, it's up to him to make it useful. And as he said, like, he doesn't know what this what the quest is. He's just trying to...
Here's a wheel of cheese.
Do you have, like, a random magical item table?
I do not.
Yee-haw!
Now save this cheese for the time when it's melts.
I think there is.
It's perfect for right now.
No, not random magical girl generator.
That works, too.
Yeah, go for it. Maybe he needs that.
Could I have Sailor Moon?
That's not random.
It was random. I picked it out of the list of all the magical girls that I know. Sailor Moon, Sailor Mars, Sailor Venus, Sailor Mercury.
Okay.
Sailor Jupiter?
Yeah.
Roll me. One
too. Oh, wait. No, I've got a good one, Ryan.
Okay.
I'm thinking, though... Chris might not know exactly what it does.
Okay.
So I'm thinking
all the more
number three right there.
Oh, I like this. You're just going to hand me something and not tell me what it does?
So Taros meditates for a few minutes, I guess for however long it takes, and suddenly a vial of a golden yellowish liquid.
Oh, I drink it.
Okay.
Alright.
Wait. Should I drink this?
What?
Yeah, Taros became immortal to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll ask first. Should I drink this?
I wouldn't.
Oh, okay. Do you have something to drink?
Next to the vial or magical things, well, he poofs a lemonade. Don't get these mixed up.
See, here's the thing. There isn't anything else here. In this world, and I'm immortal, so I technically don't need to eat or drink. I just don't die. And honestly, after a couple of millennia, you stop noticing the hunger pains.
Could you teach me to do that?
To be immortal? No.
We can call assholes two of these.
First step. Have a bunch of asshole friends. Second step, have to become gods.
Here's the first step. First, you need to have a bunch of asshole friends.
Check.
Second, you need to go to the realm of the divine.
Is that here?
No.
Is it close by?
I mean, it really depends on what dimension you're coming from. You're from the dimension with the goat goddess, right?
Goat leaf? It was a tattoo the last time I saw it.
Then trust me, you really don't want to go there. it's not going to be very fun.
I haven't had any fun in... ever. Ever.
All right. So, you know something? For all I know, there might be some kind of strange magical echo of the Fountain of Eternal Youth in the divine dimension that you come from.
How do I get there?
Well, that would be... And he taps your book. That would be up to your book.
What does my book say?
You're going to die.
No.
I forgot.
Your book just says, focus.
How do I get there? No.
How do I get there? You don't.
I like, no. All right. Well, thanks for this, yellow.
you turn away from the no from before to another page, and then a gust of wind comes and blows the page.
Perfect.
And this time, no is underlined. you should wake up at any time now.
I'm asleep?
Well, I assume that you're in some kind of trance. People usually astrally project here.
One of the random items I generated is called the Rod of Wonder. No description.
Just the Rod,
just the Rod of Wonder.
All right. I mean, I know in D&D, like, magical rods are things, so it might actually be...
But, most of them at least have some kind of description. Just...
Rod of Wonder.
Rod of Wonder.
Sounds wonderful.
It's not as good as a cable one.
No.
So anyhow, there's a huge gust of wind, and the fire, his fire goes out, and then you kind of like have to scrunch up your eyes and clutch your book and your vial that he just gave you to your chest, and the wind keeps picking up. And then you realize that you're screaming and that you're not touching the ground anymore.
Yeah.
And that there are talons.
Yes.
Digging into your back. And you realize that you have been picked up by a giant eagle.
Oh, Will hates that.
Who is, now, like, flying you over the heaven's long peaks, the forested landscape, as the sun is slowly rising.
So I stop screaming, I look up and I say, oh, hello.
The eagle pays no attention to you. It is...
Now feeding
it
to you.
Yes. you speculate that it is going to feed you to its hatchlings.
I did a random generation too. This solemn magical girl has round beige eyes and very long curly silky hair.
Alright, so I should probably try and get out of the talons.
So what do you do?
Girl generator.
Do I have anything but my book and the yellow?
Where are the index cards?
Did I pick them up?
No, you didn't.
You monster. Oh,
well. Bad GM.
This is
sorry, I forgot to take up the
game over. Everyone wins except for Ryan.
I need a curse.
Game over.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going home.
Yeah, this is
my offended.
I'm gone.
How will we keep things indexed?
I'm done, you guys.
Not on cards, that's for fucking sure.
What?
Do you have anything on you except for your book and your I'll be nice and I will say that you are dressed.
Ooh,
and you have
how
all
did
of
that
the,
happen?
You have all of the things that you were carrying with you originally. Oh, actually it feels kind of familiar because you have come out of your trance. You're get naked and stand exposed to the elements trance. You've come out of it having like dressed yourself and walked a certain distance before.
There was that time that lion caught me. Yeah, all right.
This isn't
anything new.
Even the eagle seems strangely familiar, and you're not sure how to feel about that.
All right, well, I'm going to try tickling it.
Okay. In that case,
I'm gonna pull out one of its feathers and pick it with it.
Make me defy danger using strength.
I wrote down strength? What Chris got.
Did you pull it over yet?
Right.
Okay.
In case he doesn't drink it for a while.
What's the?
That's nine.
Hmm?
Nine. Yeah, he didn't. Alex knows. I know. No one else does.
Son of a.
So what does it say on a 7 to 9?
That's the
basic moves.
I don't think you have a copy.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. So I guess defy danger.
On a 7 to 9.
Hey. On a 7 to 9, you stumble, hesitate, or flinch. The GM will offer you a worse outcome, hard bargain, or ugly choice.
Okay.
I have to take magic. I can figure it out.
That would tell you that it's magic.
So, here's your choice.
Yes, I'm going to figure it out.
Just cast a spell. It just says yes.
You have annoyed it by pulling out its feather and starting to tickle it.
Yes.
You could continue to fight it while trapped in its talons.
Fight. That's an interesting way to put
it. here's the thing. If you can manage to like wrest yourself from its grip and climb onto it, you can then like maybe try to tame it or at least get it to land.
Okay.
Or if you continue to tickle it, it's just going to drop you and you're going to fall.
That was the plan.
Probably a few hundred feet.
That's an interesting.
Will
way
that
to
kill me?
You're not sure.
It's more than one way.
But this whole thing has been a test of your faith.
You should.
What does my book say to do?
You should tame it, and you'll have friends like we all do.
So let's
you'll
see.
You'll have a big eagle, and I also have a dancing rock, and I'll have a wall squid.
One
and
is
Ryan
fight.
I have a guy.
One is fight. I would have thought one would be fall.
Okay, fine. One is one.
That
is,
seems like
yes,
the worst outcome.
That is the worst outcome. One
so far,
is,
he seems to be hanging with you.
One is you fall.
Okay.
Six is you can if you best it. And manage to mount it, you can make it land and
share.
Maybe ride it.
If we divorce, right. I get bold.
One.
All right. I tickle it.
You open the book, and it says, trust fall.
Okay.
And then you look and you see the, like, 500-foot drop. And the trees, which and the trees and the jagged rocks below you.
When the book says fall, I don't give it a second thought.
All right, Chris, so you can make a rogue or a bard,
yeah. Druid, yeah, ranger.
Mm-hmm. So let's cut away. So Piotr,
nice knowing you guys.
That's Piotr.
Piotr, just how do you part company with the eagle? Like, what's your exit line? Or
I just tickle it until it drops me.
All right.
Trust fall.
Trust fall. Do you like cross your arms and?
No, I keep very good hold of my book in the yellow.
Okay.
I can't drop those things.
I
just have to trust that I'll fall somewhere good.
So there's an eagle cry echoes off the mountains, and there's just silhouetted against the dawn, a man clutching a book, robes billowing around him, falling out of the sky.
Trust fall.
We'll cut back to Fenfuril, Walter, and Tamek. How long do the three of you stay in the castle?
So, we can't tell them that you're not actually a necromancer.
I'm not a necromancer.
But we can't tell them that.
I mean, they're kind of scared of me, so I guess we shouldn't.
Okay.
And I'm not a necromancer. They think I'm a part of a death cult. They think I'm a dabble in the dark arts.
Do you? That'd be pretty cool.
I think it would be cool.
I do not.
Unfortunate. Yeah, very cool. Whatever. It's fine.
Being a part of death cult isn't a good thing. I'm not happy about this.
I guess
good is subjective.
Yeah. It depends on the cult.
How'd you find us?
We waited for you down in the lava caverns, but You never showed up.
Oh, well, me and Bolin just thought you died, so we carried on the quest.
It's such a relief to see you, Master Walter and Master Tamek.
And you too, Baldwin. I'm sorry you had to be stuck with him.
What are you talking about?
Well, we've actually grown quite close on the journey here.
Look, I'm not going to hold it against you. All I'll say is that I'll remember this the next time one of you gets dragged down into the swamp sphincter.
Listen. Our lives are bonded together. If you there was no way you died, I would have felt it.
You don't even know how this works!
I'm a wizard, I know.
But
don't
you
worry.
Just said you carried on because you thought we died.
You just said you thought we were dead.
I thought he was dead. I thought you were alive.
And you didn't come find me?
Like I said, you're...
I could have had my legs and arms cut off and just lying on the bank of some lava river screaming.
The coal closed up! You wouldn't have came back for me. Hey, you wouldn't have came for me. You would have left the same thing, too. You would have walked away.
I would have jumped down before the hole closed up, and you can't prove I wouldn't.
He would have. I know him. It's okay. I'm with you. I'm by your side.
Baldwin, do you think he would have jumped down after me?
I don't want to get in the middle of your fight, Master Fenfrelai.
It's a discussion, not a fight. Look.
What does Ebox think of it?
Let's not have a discussion like this in front of the...
in front of the rock.
What does Borax think?
Borax is... There's no... Borax makes no sound that you can hear. But... whenever, like, if this were a show or a movie, every time the camera cut to Borax dancing, there would be like a ragtime song.
Look, it all worked out for the best. We found a cool thing.
Yes. Yeah.
I met Borax. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What is that? And then Borax launches himself at Baldwin's face. Oh my god, what the hell?
That's Borax.
Oh,
I brought him to life.
I think you broke my nose.
Our fault.
Borax apologized to Baldwin.
Baldwin.
I'm pretty sure that's his apology dance here. I'm gonna lay hands on Baldwin.
It's either victory or celebration.
Yeah, I'm gonna lay hands on Baldwin. That's a 14.
Yeah, so
it heals 1d8.
So your middle finger symbol glows. And you hear, like, the bones in Baldwin's nose crack.
Ow.
And you take your hands away and...
Well, it's an evil guy, so basically what I do is I gently grab his nose and then, like,
got your nose.
Yank it back into place. Okay. But as it snaps back in, it heals.
Oh, all right. Boy. We'll say that since he is an evil god, you still Baldwin still has, like, the double black eyes that you get. You break your nose. It's bad enough.
I do.
That's weird.
Okay. We're not going to get anywhere by fighting
with
each
Borax,
other.
Borax, by the way.
Yeah, Borax. He's rambunctious.
Uh-huh.
Look, so you're going to go show these drow where the lightning is?
Yeah, and possibly get a cute drow girlfriend.
Well, that part's probably not going to happen. But anyway.
What? Listen. I was making some moves with the captain of the guard. Thank you very much.
Honestly, I always thought you were gay. I'm just surprised.
How would you think I was gay?
I don't know. Elf, wizard.
I've talked about hooking up with dwarf girls.
It's weird. I thought it was. Yeah.
That didn't help.
Wow! I accidentally made the. No. I say it's a beard, like it's a, but it's also dwarves. And they got beards.
I mean...
Go, Eric!
You
high
talk
five.
About it, I never... No, but that's cool, man. No judgments.
I'm not gay! And there's nothing wrong with being gay.
I never said there was.
But I'm not gay!
You're the one that seems to have a problem with
you, it. You don't have to prove anything, Master Fenfrel. It's perfectly fine. No one's questioning
your
lifestyle.
I mean, to be honest, I think Bald's a little gay.
Guilty. Guilty as charged.
Yeah, that's fine.
We still accept you, Baldwin.
Yeah.
I just keep picturing the episode of South Park where Cartman sucked Butters' dick to prove that Butters was gay. Then Charles will be like, watch this. And I'll suck your dick. Now who's the gay
one? Bolin is a fantastic cuddler.
See?
What?
Just listen. To yourself.
What?
I mean, you're talking about how great it is to cuddle with Baldwin. Yes, it sounds a little, you know, gay.
We won't judge.
What's gay about you guys cuddling? I cuddle with God all the time.
Okay, you know what? We're going to stick a pin in that one. So
Baldwin should go. I kind of thought it was gay.
You couldn't tell because I'm a halfling, but I was half hard the whole time.
What?
You were definitely putting out signs.
Baldwin, do you think it was gay? Well, I was kind of hoping.
How long do you think it's going to take you to go show the drows where to harvest the lightning?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, day there, day back, I guess.
Okay.
Do not start anything with the drow queen.
What?
What?
What? What would we start?
Like what?
In the short time we've been together, we've destroyed a temple, destroyed a city.
Yes, they had it coming.
I believe Tharc did those things.
Oh, yes, actually.
And not the people who stole the magical item that was keeping the city alive.
You're carrying around a dead god's head with you.
For advice.
Yes.
For advice.
Also to make my god happy.
I'm just saying.
What, you think I'm going to decapitate the queen and take her head with us?
Would you give good advice?
Keep your voice down! I'm just saying, you should probably just stay in the room. Don't leave.
What does she have to fear from me? You're the death cultist.
Yes, I am the death cultist. Don't you forget it.
Wait, you said you weren't a death cultist.
I know all of death magic.
Like what?
Like, I can summon the dead.
Being
bitter.
May I see?
No.
Well, that doesn't really prove anything to me.
Look, why don't...
I got nothing to prove to you.
What if we
all... I got the tattoo! And the death staff!
Well, what I was going to say, I kind of don't want to revisit the lightning pool.
Okay.
So I was going to allied that action, and we'll go it... we'll make it a roll. You can roll plus nothing, and if one of you guys wants to go, you can roll to help him.
All right.
On a 10 plus, you get both positive outcomes. You score points with Tenjaya, and you also show the elves pretty effectively how to harvest the lightning.
Mm-hmm.
On a 7 to 9, you have to pick one of those two things.
Okay.
On a 6 minus, maybe Piotr falls out of the sky and kills someone.
I'll go with him.
Hopefully not me.
Tamek's going, too. All
right.
I will roll to help.
So you can both roll to help, then.
Just plus nothing?
Plus bonds.
Plus whatever bonds
you have. Plus bonds. I have one
bond. 10, 11.
Okay.
So that's plus two?
7. I think it's plus one.
I got 7.
8 or interfere? Okay, on a 10 plus, they take plus 1 or minus 2, your choice.
Minus 2.
So it's only 10 plus?
So, like, yeah.
On a 7 to 9, you also expose yourself to danger, retribution, or cost.
So, like, since you rolled a 7, you would also be culpable or vulnerable to whatever.
But it does give the plus 1.
But it does give the plus 1.
The drows are very good fighters.
Can Meyer roll first, and then I decide if I help or interfere, aid or interfere?
Sure. So roll 2d6, Fenfrew. Oh, you get plus 1 from Eric, definitely.
Unless I decide to... No, it's a plus 1.
I got a 9.
So yeah, plus 1 is 10. Right. So you can have both positive outcomes.
If Alex
decides to be a good egg... And not fuck you over and make you choose between your girlfriend and not pissing off the deep elves.
Fen!
What?
What's in this for me?
What's in for me? For you.
As you guys are trekking back to the area where there's the lightning pools, this is your discussion
we having. Help the drows.
Right.
They help us out.
Ow.
Ow.
They don't kill us.
how many drow are with us right now?
We'll say 8.
That we can see.
Yeah, that you can see. They're not, you know, marching along with you. They're kind of either some of them have climbed trees and are like darting through the treetops from branch to branch. Some of them, one of them seems to have this thing where he disappears into a shadow and then steps out of another shadow. the only one who is walking reasonably close to you is Tenjaya.
The drows are debatably the best warriors in the land.
That's debatable, yes.
They go into war with the dwarves. We hedge our bets. We get good with the drows, we get good with the dwarves. When it comes to war, we're going to pick the winner.
Okay. I'll help you out. We'll even put in a good word with your little drow piece. Mm-hmm. But one day, I'm going to ask you for a favor, and you have to do it, no questions asked.
You. This is no.
Minus two! Ah.
All right, so here's the thing. Walter kind of like gives you this shading grin and then just starts walking a little faster.
Where's he going?
No.
Where's he going?
So
I'm gonna just say that Temek didn't hear this and he's still helping, but
he is going to do his best, I guess. Because we're abstracting this. He's gonna do his best to...
I'm not finished here.
To fuck up whatever it is you're trying to do. So he's going to fuck up one of the two...
You fucked me over.
One of the two
this
things.
This is you. Make retribution.
What?
You destroyed my college.
Nope.
You messed with my destiny. We're now linked together.
You're welcome.
And now he's messing with your chances.
Now you're messing with this?
With a deep elf hottie.
Then promise me a favor. And I will guarantee some drow tang. You don't know how good of a wingman I am.
Basically,
now on gross
here's
shows,
the thing. It all depends on Walter here. Temek has a good head on his shoulders, but... Walter
didn't hear this conversation because he would side with Walter. Yeah. But I'm going to say that he was not paying attention to the conversation.
Listen, buddy, we're a part of now our venturing team. Of course, I'm going to probably help you out because it's in my best interest to help you if we're going to live together.
No. I'm not saying it's not going to necessarily be an adventuring team favor. I don't know what it's going to be yet.
I'm not going to fuck you. I'm not gay.
I don't want you to fuck me. God, are you sure? Because that's the first place you went. I'm not talking about that.
Like what?
I don't know. It hasn't come up yet.
It's an open-ended favor.
So, Ryan, I have a question.
Yeah.
So they're gathering this liquid lightning, right? For what? Like, they're keeping it, right?
Yes, they are.
Are we expecting any money in return for showing them this?
We're not giving them the liquid lightning that we already have.
Right, that was basically their thing. Like, we're not robbing you, so show us where the lightning is.
How many of these drow are with us?
Like I said, you can see about 8, but there may be more.
My firebrands, with fanning the flames, I could apply the effects of my firebrand group to a group of people, a dozen or so, all at once. So maybe I could try convincing them that they should also be giving us some money for,
why not? See what else you can get out of this.
Why'd you do this to me?
So you guys are arguing, I'm just subtly trying to spread the idea to these
people. Before we go on with that, and before this scene goes any further, you know that unless he helps, you're not going to have enough time to put the moves on Tenjaya. So you want to like get her alone away from the rest of the group.
But you need
him to take over for you.
I'm not ruining anything.
You said you were going to ruin my chances. Why would you do this?
No. Okay. Look, I'm not going to ruin your chances. I'm just not going to help them figure out how to harvest lightning as much.
And without your help, then I'm not going to have my shot with the girl because I'll be spending all my time with that.
I know.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because it's fun. Because look, I need to reestablish things with my god, and he really likes this sort of thing.
Yeah, well, apparently I have a god, a death god, who likes me, and I don't know what she feels like towards me, but if I'm sure she doesn't like your god fucking with me, her...
Wait, so you have an evil death god?
Yes.
And you think she wants you to be happy?
Yes.
Have you met an evil death god?
Look at me!
Look at Pyotr!
I haven't met
We're fucking
any.
Miserable with our gods! Get out of this while you can, man!
I think that time has passed. I have a tattoo of her on my chest.
Fine! Then you gotta seize the opportunities you got! Make sure you enjoy this fleeting happiness while you can!
Eric's favorite happiness.
Because otherwise, we're gonna march on, and Tanjaya's gonna stay at her fort, and you're gonna dream about all the missed opportunities. It's not gonna be anything that's gonna get you killed.
Maybe.
Probably. I don't know. I don't know what it is yet. It's just you owe me one. That's all I'm saying.
Oh. You're getting to the spot. You got to make the call.
Fine, Fem. You son of a bitch.
So you can write that down. You have a coupon.
I will.
Awesome. A coupon for a free favor from Fem for real.
So I'm going to try to convince these guys.
In that case, plus one.
Okay.
Which gives you a 10.
Yeah. Well, no, because you rolled a 9, right?
It gives him an 11.
Oh, yeah.
I gave him
you
plus
gave him
one.
Plus 1.
No, I thought the 9 was with the plus 1.
No,
the 9 was 10. And
oh, okay.
Also, but if you had given
it
him,
dropped
it would have dropped him down to an 8. So, there you go. So, what do you say to these
I'd like to kind
swiftly moving warrior people who are.
I'm sort of swift too. I'd like to keep step alongside one of them and speak loud enough so the whole group could hear. But what do you call it? Just largely focusing on this one who I've sidled up towards.
You know, you. This is a very valuable resource we have here. Very valuable indeed. I figure you can use this in so many ways, right?
Can I be a bond I write down that I owe a favor to?
Yeah, you can. You can make a new bond if you want.
Okay, yeah, I'll make it a bond.
Well, as you would know, you wouldn't have known where this was if it wasn't for our friends here. So perhaps a little bit of recompense would be a brilliant idea, correct? We led you to the liquid lightning, and we should get what is rightfully ours. Correct.
See how you do.
8.
8. Right. So what does it say on the moon?
7 to 9, their passion fades after a day or two. Well, so...
Okay. So, here's the thing. You gotta make sure that this happens very quickly.
Right.
Otherwise, they'll pay you. But maybe if they get back to their drow fortress with their queen and all of the...
You did what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We paid them for teaching us how to harvest the lightning. You think they might reconsider. Mm-hmm. So you gotta...
I figure when he's using his firebrand, he's a little touchy. Like maybe the tail kind of... brushes on the his side. Maybe he's like
Okay, so it's you get a little handsy and taily with this with this deep elf.
I agree. I do think that you should be paid for your valuable service that you're rendering to us.
And now this was also to affect roughly a dozen or so people all at once, so I'm focusing on the one, but maybe would this be a general consensus around the area that maybe this is a good idea?
But you see him like climb a tree and then whisper something into another drow's ear, and then they start like signing. They've got this weird kind of sign language that they do, and they're signing back and forth. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Right.
Drow are also the best baseball umpires. In the world.
Fen, you kind of see them doing this, and it's all obscene hand gestures. in high elvish.
Oh, what did you say to them?
Oh, I'm back near you now?
Oh, I just... told them that maybe we should have a little bit of coin for
helping
them. Yes, I know. That's why I did it.
All right. Do me a favor. Do not bring that up when you're in the coin again. That's done. Over.
Well, we need to make sure we're paid. They seem to be on board with the idea.
Are you an elf? Can you speak elf?
I look at myself very exaggeratingly.
I don't know. Am I an elf?
Maybe in a certain light.
Can you speak elf?
They seemed pretty convinced when I spoke to them.
Oh, because I can speak elf.
Oh, and good for you.
And see what they're doing right now? They're not into it. They're cursing you out right now.
We'll see. We'll see.
No, it's like, not, don't. No.
See the genius idea that I came up with? No. The money.
No.
Pointing at.
No, we'll see. Keep going. They're not doing it. They're not doing it. It's over. It's over. They're cursing me out. We're not going to.
Minus. No.
So, so you guys can spout lore on this if you want.
Sure.
Somebody can.
Or I could just be blissfully ignorant.
No, yeah, you're pretty confident
Eric's
that it works.
Eric's favorite blissful.
Right, I'm not rolling. I know they listen to me.
I'll do it. I have a spell lore. If I spell lore... Wait, when you spell lore about something else, no one else has a clue about it. I take a plus one.
You are the only elf.
Mm. 11.
I'm talking to Borax.
11. Yeah, the deep elves, the drow, are a fallen tribe of elves. So it kind of makes sense that their whatever sign language they use to communicate in the depths evolved from rude hand gestures in high elvish.
Oh.
So they are communicating. You're not quite sure what they're saying, but those gestures don't mean what you originally thought they meant.
Hey, Tanjaya.
Yes?
Did my friend Fenn tell you about the time that he killed a blue dragon and saved my life?
No, he didn't.
It was awesome. Tell her about it, Fenn.
I would very much like to hear that.
Oh, yeah, I did all my dark magic on a dragon.
Okay. He's shy. He's pretty modest. So, we were, We were camped outside of the Red Camp in the Moor of the Savior. We had just come from the Stone of the Burning Dagger, and all of a sudden there was this huge roar, and this blue dragon appears out of nowhere, starts flying around and shooting lightning and shit out of its mouth, and everything's running away. And I was worried that if I put on my armor and grabbed my sword, that I would just... And then Fenn comes up and just starts throwing spells at this motherfucker like it was nothing. And he fought it for like 3 hours to a standstill, and the dragon was exhausted. And then at the end, the dragon was begging Fenn for its life. And he said, no. And then plunged his death staff down into it and smote the dragon. It was the most badass thing I'd ever seen.
She looks over at you and she says, a blue dragon really begged you for its life?
Blue dragons are a level of respect in our society. You monster!
No, she's into it, because you got both things. So she's really impressed.
Yeah.
I also got a 12 on a charisma check.
I wasn't going to have you make it.
I know.
Yeah.
Just wanted to see what
So let's... We'll kind of like lap dissolve away from that. We get a scene. How do you teach the deep elves to harvest the liquid lightning?
Basically the same way we did. You know, like a non-conductive platform. Get your glass container with a non-conductive like rope around it or something.
We're moving into a
dip
montage.
It in.
Yeah.
One of them goes and like almost falls, and I grab him, pull him back, and wave my head and shake my finger at him.
Can the music be push it to the limit at the point of no.
I like show them how to make like a simple fishing rod, just like a rope on the end of a stick, so they don't have to lean over.
And in between in between the shots of Temek and Walter teaching the deep elves, there are also shots of Fenn and Tanjaya. You know, they've gone away on their own. Like, what do you do with her now that you're alone in the woods? Like,
butt stuff. I flirt.
No, he's not gay. It's not although, when you have a woman do it to you, it's not good. Oh, her, oh, never mind.
I guess we flirt, we talk.
So you guys, like, do you, like, walk down by a stream or a lake and, like, skip stones? I think skipping stones on the liquid lightning.
Yeah, I think that'd be funnier. There's, like, little thunderclaps every time.
Maybe I press it for some mind magic.
Okay, so you do a display of magic for her. What do you do? Whatever you do, it comes off spectacularly because you got this.
I do the removing my thumb trick. Pants dropped.
I got your nose.
Oh, there's more you can get. Sorcerer.
Wait, why did my nose turn white? That's what happens when you remove it.
I make loss of blood.
Yeah. Loss of blood.
What kind of magic can I just make it?
Oh yeah, I got new spells.
Cool, I can do. I guess I make like a light show of like a firework display of a blue dragon.
Oh, you show her like a magical reenactment of you fighting the blue dragon?
Yeah, in real time.
Yeah.
3 hours.
Yeah. I do like a mini like little light display of it.
I am gonna add a complication. You don't see this. But if this were a movie, the camera would pan from, you know, her sitting and watching you do this whole display about a dragon and how you defeated it. Mm-hmm. It pans over to
blue dragon.
Yeah, exactly. a youngish blue dragon watching you from the darkness of from the cover of the trees.
Yeah.
And you just see its eyes narrow.
I got on naked.
That one is not my fault.
Because now we have a mighty dragon circles overhead.
I forgot about that.
It's part of the prophecy.
I gotta fight a fucking dragon now.
Finn, you've already defeated one. This one's so young. Surely you can do it.
Ooh, what?
Honestly, I forgot about the dragon and the prophecy.
And now we've brought that in.
You're welcome.
No, Alex, you have to pretend that it was all... you have to pretend it was all planned. Ryan, edit that out, and no, everyone will be none the wiser.
Alex and I plotted this whole game out in advance. We have a detailed concordance that we reference constantly.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a phone book.
We have a script.
Oh, no.
If Meyer says this, reply with this. Reveal script during this game.
Just have fucking decision trees. Reveal
script during game. A lot of flowcharts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of them end up.
Also, you guys are really predictable.
Hey, no, I'm
See
not.
That right here it says, Chris says, lots of flowcharts.
And now we follow the flowchart from there.
Speaking of Chris. Just about the time you guys are heading back toward the keep, you worked through the night. We'll say that the display of your magic took place at night under darkness, which is why you weren't able to see the. It's not quite a like wormling. It has its wings and its claws and its teeth.
Yeah, it's a dragon.
It's huge, but it's still not as huge as it could be.
But also makes your fireworks thing look more impressive. Yeah. It's dark.
Is it big as Drogon?
Not quite.
It's more like a. The
well, it depends. What season? What
yeah.
season?
Yeah.
Drogon.
I would say like season here. 3.
All right.
You guys worked through the night teaching the drow how to harvest the lightning, and it's getting on toward dawn, and as you're trekking back, you hear a scream.
Hark! I hear a scream.
Where's it coming from?
You see.
I look around, seeing who is in distress.
You see the scene I described before, silhouetted against the rising sun. Is a figure falling out of the sky. Is that... Oh, my God, it is. It's Pyotr. The eagle cry rings out over the mountains, and what do you guys do?
I cast light now. I ready cure moderate wounds.
Oh, this is going to suck.
I'm going to... I can't really...
I wish you had your severe wounds.
Well, if Ryan lets me commune with my god, I can get cure critical wounds.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Well, actually...
Seems a little more useful in this situation.
Is there cure moderate wounds will let me do heal you for 3d8.
I'm going to try and make a nice, thick pile of snow for him to land in.
All right.
Is he falling near
us?
With
my hands that are a salamander that controls fire. Maybe I'm not the best one to
so talk to. I'm imagining a puddle falling there.
Make me, yeah.
Yeah, what we really need is, like, feather fall.
I don't know how to make you yet.
Oh, I have a feather.
Well...
You've got the...
You just let go of it. Body, imitate this!
I will flap the feather as I'm
falling. Do you have a spell? A cleric spell that might help?
Can my unseen servant...
Probably not.
Catch him?
You can instruct
aid,
it to.
Divine protection? When you wear armor or shield, you get plus two armor. No, I don't...
All right, I'll try to get my unseen servant... unseen servant. I'll make a cantrip.
Magic weapon, detect the
I'll conjure up an invisible construct
to catch him.
Missile. Yeah, I'll try to do that.
Is there anything...
What about a hold person?
Anyway, I'm flapping the feather.
Okay. What does hold person say?
Choose a person you can see until you cast a spell or leave their presence. They cannot act except to speak. This effect ends immediately if the target takes damage from any sort.
I don't know if
that would, yeah, that, would just, that. That would just prevent him from, like,
saving himself.
I got an 11.
You got an 11. All right. So you have... I will say this. Right now, Chris takes better of 2d12 damage from the fall. Mm-hmm. The unseen servant will knock that down to a d10. So anything you guys do to help Pyotr out will reduce his damage by one.
I'm going to try to push snow and fold, like, leaves and branches. Well, maybe not sharp branches. Stuff in the way to make a softer landing.
The guy whose hands are fire is trying to collect snow and kindling.
That's right.
Well, let's see. How
my hands aren't always fire.
Give me a defy danger using dex.
Oh, 11.
11. All right, great. You're down to a d8.
I'm readying the healing magic.
I just reduced it from a 2d12 to a d8. Sweet.
To 2d8.
2d8. Well, it went from d10s. Right. It went from d12s to d10s, and now it's at the better of d8.
I don't really know what I could do, except the same thing Eric just did, which isn't really going to help.
You could defend, which would take some of the damage onto you. Like, you could stand on the pile of stuff on top of the unseen servant or whatever.
Yeah, I'll try to defend him. Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and roll.
That's plus con, I think. Yeah. Only if I only defend, yeah, plus con.
What else would be charisma?
9, 10.
10. Okay, so you're down to d6s.
Does flapping the feather help?
Did we,
No.
Okay.
We already accounted Meyer's unseen servant?
Yes.
All right.
That was the d12 to the d10.
Gotcha.
What if I shot a magic missile at the ground?
I think you would just shoot us.
Yeah, they're right under you. You can see some stuff going on underneath you, but you're too terrified from the fall.
I'm too busy flapping the feather.
I got a 5 and a 3, so you take 5 damage. And how does your defend affect?
Let's see. Defend on a 10+, hold 3. So I'm going to have the attack's effect of damage.
Do 1 damage to the attacker. Do 6 damage to the attacker.
Yes.
Gravity.
I'm going to deal damage to the attacker equal to my level.
And I will, give a
so have changes it to 3.
Yeah.
All right, and then I will redirect an attack from the thing you defend to yourself.
So 20.
So I take the damage. I take the brunt of it, but with my armor,
you break
I don't take
fall.
Any damage. Yeah.
I got him! And you both land on my unseen servant.
There's kind of a you stumble backwards off of the you kind of roll off of the unseen servant and fall into the pile of snow.
You just land in the pile of snow. What the hell did I hit before I hit the snow?
Yeah, there was a moment there where you were just kind of rolling on nothing.
It was just the chaos of the moment.
I'm just picturing this, like, the unseen servant took the form of a giant, like, invisible marshmallow.
Waha!
Waha! Hello, Piotr.
Hey, Walter, good catch!
Thank you, team efforts, although I will take the credit. You're right, it was a good catch.
So, I met this elf. And he reminded me of you, and he gave me this.
Why? He's not an elf.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why that would remind me you of me.
Well, he was on fire. No.
Still sounds more like Fenn.
Well, he gave me this.
Flaming.
It's yellow.
I'm not...
Ah! Oh, yes, it is definitely yellow.
I asked him if I could drink it, and he said no.
Oh, well...
So maybe Baldwin should.
Is Baldwin with you, or did he stay behind? I would rather not.
Ooh, it's a level... I just rolled a d10 for its level, Ryan.
Okay.
And I got a 10.
Okay, so it's very powerful.
Yes.
We're not going to make Baldwin drink a random vial.
Well, Fenn, do you know what it is?
Not random, an elf gave it to me.
Oh, well, thank goodness for that.
All right, fine. We'll find someone else to drink it.
I don't know. What can I figure out what it is?
Well, you can spout lore about it.
Okie dokie. I'll do it. I got 10.
Okay.
Add my jar of yellow here.
I'm going to find out what it is, maybe. So.
Potions was one of the classes that you kind of liked, so you paid a lot of attention in it.
I'm good at mixing stuff.
Yeah, you're pretty good. It helps you. It helps you with, you know, your side business.
Yeah.
A lot of the potions had beer in it.
Or spirits.
You had to learn how to cut drugs without killing your customers.
When you also make you like wizard alcohol, if you cut like you make mix it with one thing, it's gonna kill somebody.
The person just turned into a can of soup.
You cut it with the wrong shit, and people turn into cactuses.
What is this? What Hot American Summer?
I was thinking of a Mitch Hedberg joke.
So you know exactly what it is. The way the vial and the stopper are marked, and the color of the potion. It is a.
Wait! I'll just give him the card. It's up to him if he tells
that
Chris.
That is what he is carrying.
Just like, no, don't let Baldwin drink this.
That is like weapons grade.
Like how.
I guess, like, a drop of it is all you would need.
A drop of it is all you would need.
Okay.
A little dab will do you.
Potion.
No drinking this. No. This is, it's not good. Well, it's quite powerful.
It's kind of, like, viscous and yeah.
So what you're saying is it doesn't taste good?
I would say that if you, I mean, even a drop of this would.
You probably shouldn't even, you know, carry this on you. Like this is, if it opens and spills, you know, you might be.
Imagine if you were dropped from an eagle.
Piotr's book falls out of his hands and Olanzo, it's open to the page, and says no.
I'll just come out. This is a shrinking potion. Weapons grade shrinking.
Shrinking?
Shrinking potion.
Yes. Pretty much like if he's like walking with it in his pack and it opens, he might find himself fighting a water bear and losing.
What?
Micro.
Yeah.
Water bear, tiny little microbe.
You've never seen a water bear? They're adorable.
No.
Hang on, I gotta.
I don't know if adorable, but.
Kind of in like a tardigrade way.
They survive in space.
Oh. They survive anywhere.
Mm-hmm. I look at the card.
They might be proof that there are aliens. Because they might be aliens.
Shrinking potion. Even.
Ah!
Dab.
The fuck?
you. That's all right. It's probably on
that's
your
microscopic.
Own. Yep.
You probably have some living on you right now.
Okay. Well, I'm not sleeping then.
Also.
Well, at least it's blue.
Yeah, blue makes it better.
A water bag.
Yeah.
You can't even see it.
Yeah.
I see it right there.
It could be in your eye right now and you wouldn't know.
There could be there's hundreds like, was, in your eye.
Yeah.
Millions.
Thousands.
It's not, that's a
look at how fat it is.
Right? Some, like, scientist said, like, said, like a quote like that, that what looking quote? At, he, like, he said something like, told some woman that if I look at you, I see 1,000 eyes staring back at me because of all the shit.
Wow. That's a way to terrify someone to fuck away dies. From you.
That's a way not to get the girl in bed.
You would know all about
so,
that.
So,
you
know
this should really be, like, in a test tube holder in a laboratory. Like, if you cut this...
I'll put it somewhere safe, and then I tuck it into my rope belt.
No. Just so that you can't... Like I said, a drop... drop would probably...
No. Even a slight breeze could...
Even like a drop of this would make you... Like, microscopic. Well, that's not even a word we have.
It would literally turn a mountain into a molehill.
Even a drop of it would make you disappear into nothingness.
It would be a dust moat.
Would.
Yeah.
Wow. Do we know anything that's too big?
No. Not... I mean...
Okay, then I'll store it in my belt. Then I start going to put it back in my belt.
I'll put this in perspective. We drop it on that mountain right there. You see that mountain?
Yeah.
Right? We drop it on that, it's going to turn to like a molehill.
That would make it easier to climb. Do we need to climb the mountain? I could
why
make
would this
it a molehill.
Give you this? Why would you need this?
Well, if it was on fire.
Also, Taros doesn't really care about shit at this point.
Mm-hmm. I figure he's seen, like I said, the birth and death of several different universes, and he's just waiting for all timelines to end so that he can finally die.
Listen, he sees that we come by and say hi to him.
I think you're dead.
Maybe.
Oh, God, we can't die.
Well, you probably have, like, taken refuge in other dimensions, but, you know, and when you do get the chance, you stop in and see him, but...
And Susan.
Susan was tied to that cracked tree.
Susan loves watching the moons.
Susan's scared of end of universes.
Your companion, they're all...
I just rolled a random magical item, and I got drinking potion on there. And I was like, it would be even funnier if Chris doesn't know what it is.
Right.
And then I rolled a level. I gotta figure out what level it is. I rolled a 10. So
yeah, it's a super powerful shrinking potion.
No.
And now it's tucked into my belt.
So shrinking potion.
That's pretty unlikely. It's a very powerful shrinking potion.
Walter goes to like smack it and it stops him back. So like,
I would have been tiny.
You would have been gone. You wouldn't ever see you again.
How long does it last?
Forever.
Well, we'll just have to get a growing potion.
Give you one?
How would we find you?
You only give me that.
We wouldn't be able to find you.
We need some kind of inconceivable apparatus with lenses focused so you can see minuscule objects.
Glasses.
You would just have to trust me to stick with you, and then when you found the growing potion,
just start dumping it around.
Open it and wait for me to fall into it.
Or if we had it with us, we could just dump it on the area where he was.
That doesn't work.
Why not? He would get it on him and grow.
The point is, this is a terrifying thing he has. And I'm afraid of being mewed by you.
Wow. Finally, I'm striking fear into the hearts of man.
Oh, that's been terrifying. I found out what my tattoo is.
Oh, the goat leaf?
Yeah.
I feel like Krishna said, oh, it's the horrible death goddess.
Oh, yeah, I'm a death cultist, apparently.
Wow! That is so cool!
See, I told him, though, that he should try to avoid his god if at all possible, because serving a god is awful.
Oh, I don't know. Usually it's my god that's avoiding me.
Did you know that he defeated the blue dragon single-handedly?
Wow, which blue dragon?
You weren't there. It was before we found you.
Yeah, I just met them. Then my book told me to stand still until an eagle tried to eat me. And now I've got a potion.
The life of a holy man.
This is Tenjaya. She's like captain of the drow. Yes.
Wow. Did I overhear you saying that that vial you carelessly stuck in your belt is a dangerous chemical of some kind?
No. The vial that I carefully stuck in my belt is a dangerous chemical.
Ah.
Yes, terrifying.
Well, on behalf of myself and all of my deep elf kin, I would kindly ask that you stay as far away from the Queen's Keep as possible.
Well, don't you have to show us the way to the border with the dwarves?
Yes, we do. That was the exchange, right?
Sure. I don't know.
We'll go.
I'm saying it is.
And money.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Money.
Correct.
You're gonna pay me?
Yep. Well, services rendered.
We're gonna pay them. You just fell out of the sky.
He is an integral part of our team.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I'll let somebody make me a charisma check.
Oh, I didn't like how this started.
6.
Yep, mark that XP.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, do I get to mark XP if I fulfill my alignment, right?
Yes.
Because it says endanger yourself following the precept of your church or God.
Yeah,
you well, that's at the end of the game.
At the end.
You've done that, so.
Well, all right.
I kind of backed you into doing that, but.
No, that was kind of what I hoped would happen.
Well, can I help him? Because I was trying to talk her into it, too.
All right, fine.
It's not like she's not going to give us money. She's not going to give him money.
Right, but
yeah, it's fine.
Whatever.
I could also threaten to shrink her if she doesn't give me money.
9.
Because the bond, and I have a bond.
All right, so that would bump him up to a weak success.
Great, thanks for making me lose XP, Eric.
Stupid. I made you lose XP so you could convince them to let you get a smaller share of the money.
But now it's going to be like some type of like negative part of it.
Yeah.
And that. Ooh. You're welcome.
Well, I would guess they're going to give us the same amount of money no matter what. And you just talked yourselves into having lesser shares.
Yeah, pretty much. One of the drow says, "Well, we've only got a limited amount of gold on us, but you're welcome to it. Those skills you showed us are going to prove invaluable in our war against the dwarves."
Of course.
You're welcome.
All right, so let's see.
They really like my falling.
Here, you can roll that.
Do it more often.
That's how much we each get?
Yes.
Falling. 7.
So thousand. Each can have 7 coin.
7.
That brings me up to 7.
Me too.
All of them?
How much does Borax get?
That depends. Are you giving Borax some of your share?
No, I mean, how much are they giving Borax?
None.
What? This is an outrage!
I feel like Borax should count, and so should Yveman.
That rock did nothing. It literally stood there and danced while you showed us how to harvest the
it
light.
It provided moral support and morale-boosting dances.
It flicks a single copper at it. It throws it back at it.
Fine. It's okay, Borax. I pat him on the head.
He's on your shoulder.
Keep attacking.
I'm gonna notice Borax for the first time.
Keep attacking.
And I just stare.
Baldwin.
Only once.
Actually, I
point. Numerous times I attacked him. It's like
he's rambunctious.
Do you give Borax a coin?
Sure.
Okay.
I will give Borax
a gold. So Borax was, like, sitting on your shoulder with its little terrifying cartoon stick legs dangling off. And
adorable cartoon stick legs.
Yes, but they're real. That's what makes it terrifying. And then when you give it the coin, it takes that in its three-fingered stick figure hands, and if...
eats it.
It doesn't really have an expression because it's a rock. It doesn't have a face. Yeah. But it, like, holds it out like it's marveling at it. Like, nobody has ever done anything this nice for it in its entire existence. And then it hops up on your shoulder and starts, like, dancing with the coin like this.
And that's, like, why you should have paid for it.
Moving its arms back and forth in the air for our listeners at home who can't see me dancing.
Does Baldwin get
it? I'm going to say, yeah, Baldwin gets a share.
I'm going to continue to just stare, mouth gaping, finger pointing at Forax.
That is an abomination. It should not be.
I love this just game.
Oh, Borax. Yeah, that's Borax.
Oh, okay.
Borax waves at you and then goes back to dancing.
Where's he going to keep it?
I kind of picture it would be funnier if he just, like, puts it behind him, yeah, like he's tying it away.
And it just disappears.
And it's just gone. And then Borax, you have that coin I gave you? He just reaches and pulls it out.
Yes.
He's such a cartoon character that works.
Well, you made him with enchantment magic, so yes, yep. That's exactly...
So I'm going to the wall.
Alright.
I want to lay some drugs.
The wall is drugs.
Yeah.
So it's the myotoxic wall, right?
Yeah. So, Tanjaya, it seems like we're
Well, no, Tanjaya has to show us how to get to the wall.
Yes, it's true. I did give my word. Unfortunately, my guardsmen and guardswomen are needed back
so
at the keep.
You with us?
So we'll, yes.
Oh.
But I know that I will be safe because I will have the Slayer of the Blue Dragon with me.
That's true.
Well, a Blue Dragon.
A Slayer of a Blue Dragon.
Yeah. That's true. I am a very powerful wizard.
Do you want to roll her up as a follower?
Yes.
Okay. So let's do that then.
Whoosh.
Let's see.
I don't think we, in our previous Dungeon World campaign, we used the follower thing at all.
Because it's a new campaign.
And now we're all...
No, you can have followers.
You can have followers. They're just... Yeah, we just
no, we
never
did. We had the Falcon. We had the...
Yeah, oh, we had the...
Griffin.
Yeah.
The Griffins.
And Susan.
Okay. So I'm gonna just pick things. I'm gonna say that she is an exceptional individual. She's a very well trained drow warrior and captain of the guard. She gets quality plus two and plus four tags.
Ooh, wow.
Damn.
So wait, she's got what quality?
She's got quality plus two. Wow. Quality is usually what you roll.
Okay.
And four tags.
Oh.
Which is stuff that she knows and can help you out with. So roll me a d12 for her background.
Alright. I got 1d12. Oh, 1d12. I rolled 2d6, so 9.
9. Okay, her background is unremarkable, so it doesn't take away or add to her tags.
Alright.
So tags. There aren't any tags to choose from, but tags are the first tag every follower has is a wise, expressed as blank wise, where the blank is filled by whatever subject or thing the follower knows best. So I guess that would be battle wise or
combat wise.
Combat wise, yeah. So that's her first tag.
Mm-hmm.
We can choose additional tags from the follower tags list. Hang on.
Is bacon wrapped one of them?
No.
Get the rolling to randomize it?
You can. Hang on. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So roll me a
d10. D10. Alright. I got a 1.
A one. So she has another wise tag.
Oh.
She can.
Hunt wise?
Track?
Well, that would be part of hunting.
Yeah. What are the drow?
You can roll her quality to spout lore on your behalf. About whatever subject you give her. So if since she's a deep elf, how about poison wise?
Alright.
Okay, so she knows how to poison the shit out of people. Roll me a d8.
That's good.
Seven. She is stealthy.
Oh.
She can avoid detection and even get the drop on foes.
Borax didn't get any tags.
No.
Oh, she's not.
I thought he was vengeful. He's not acceptable.
That's not a tag.
That's not a tag. Tags have. Give me another. So that's three?
Yeah. One more.
Okay, you can choose either the 10 or the 8 to roll.
Alright. Let's see. Go 9.
Okay.
I rolled a 10.
Really?
Yeah.
That's 9.
That doesn't really make sense.
Okay.
Because not well.
What does it say?
Group.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
I don't think it makes sense.
I'll roll an 8.
Well, what's the 9 on the 8?
Let's just make it an 8 because she is a warrior.
Okay.
They take +1 to their damage die roll, and you don't need to order the follower to get them to fight as long as the opposition is not terrifying or overwhelming. So she is a warrior.
Does combat wise and warrior seem like redundant?
Well, combat wise is like an intellectual thing.
Yeah,
so
she can spout lore about it.
Okay. Combat wise, poison wise, stealthy, and a warrior. She's pretty badass.
Yeah.
Is she a dancing rock?
Or a wolf squid?
Write 2 moves for her. Just things that she does.
Fuck elves.
She's a drow, so yeah, she probably fucks elves. How about marksman?
Okay. Phrase that as an action.
Okay.
She can hit a target from a dozen yards, or you know something of that nature.
Sharpshooter with a bow.
Marksman.
Yeah.
That's not an action.
That's still more of a.
It has to be a move.
Yeah.
It has to be a move. Something that she can do.
Shoot good.
Yeah. Shoot a target with precision.
Alright.
That way, you know. Here are some examples. Point out a flaw in the plan, notice something hidden, follow quarry by tracks or spore, tend to the sick and injured, divine the future, poison someone.
Oh, poison someone, since she's got poison wise. Kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Maybe
like make poison?
Maim and oh yeah. That
make poison?
Make poison.
Sure.
Make poison. Shoot. She's already combat and war, so she probably already can pretty good combat. So,
well, maybe just apply poison. Like know how to use it, like be able to apply it
I'm
to a weapon.
I'm figuring
or...
if it's make poison, she can also apply poison. If she...
Not necessarily.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe she does.
I mean, what do you think, Ryan?
I would think that if you say like poison someone, that would imply more that she knows how to use the poison, but not necessarily that she knows how to make it. Mm-hmm. But make poison would be the opposite. Like she can create poison, but she might not necessarily
make and use poison.
There you go.
Make and use poison.
All right.
Novel's worlds.
All right.
Do you want to? You have 2. You want one more?
Yeah.
Maim an enemy? Could it be maim an enemy?
You could go with, like, notice something hidden, or notice a way past, or a way in.
Like, Borax has find the magic, sneak past someone, and blend into background.
No, she's already stealthy.
Spots hidden things?
Breaking and entering?
What?
Breaking and entering?
breaking and entering.
Lockpicking, you know?
Beginning.
Okay.
All right.
So you can, yeah, breaking and entering. There you go. Loyalty, by default, a new follower starts with loyalty plus one, but the GM may add or subtract one loyalty to reflect their initial disposition. I would go with add one loyalty, so she's at loyalty plus two.
Sorry, slipping off, Eric.
He's doing really hard.
I am.
Do you want to roll for her instinct? Or do you want to just pick one?
Let's roll. Let's see what I think.
Let's see what her secret weird personality is.
12.
A D12. Yep. Alright. Oh, let's see what I get. I got a 4.
4. We've already got that
three?
One. Lord of the Overs.
Alright, we'll roll again. 1.
1. Loot, pillage, and burn. She's got a violent streak.
Alright.
I like her.
Her cost. What does she have to... What do you have to do...
Wait, what's... That's instinct?
Oh, butt stuff.
Instinct is, yeah.
Loot, instinct, pillage, and instinct burn. Is like what she will do if you don't stop her.
Oh.
Which is pretty much what you guys do.
Yeah.
So, it's probably cool.
Alright.
So, give me another d12.
No wonder she's now with a death cultist.
Yeah, she's...
Yeah. Another d12 for her cost.
Alright, here we go. She's into the dangerous.
She's in the danger zone!
The danger zone!
5.
5. You know what, I'm gonna... Since you're going for the whole relationship angle, yeah. I'm gonna go with 10. Affection.
Okay.
Kind words and deeds, quality time and attention. The more extreme their loyalty, the more affection they require.
So she's
picking up on the vibes you're putting out there. If you want her to stay with you, you have to, like, you know, take some time away from the party to be her boyfriend.
Okay.
Give her that D.
What's the cost of this episode?
Affection.
Affection, okay.
Give her that elf D.
Alright, well, she's also an elf.
Yep.
Alright, I'm going to say that table. She has 9 HP.
Should I?
Because she's tough.
Alright.
Let's see.
Damn. She has more HP than Borax.
Yeah.
That's because he's 1.
He has 3.
Rocks are hard to break.
She's got hides, so she's got 1 armor.
1 armor. Probably like light armor because then she gets more.
Yeah, like leathers and stuff.
And she's got a D8 plus 1 damage.
D8 plus. Damage.
And you said that
plus
she's...
One.
Plus one.
Oh, D8 plus one.
Her damage is a D8 plus one.
Yeah.
And let's say she has a bow, you said, because she's a marksman. She's a marksman.
Didn't we say she had... Yeah, she shot an arrow at him.
Yeah. So she's got the... she's got the near, far... I'm trying to remember what the range tags are.
Hand, I think, is one of them.
Does she have a dagger or something?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's got...
She's the captain of the guard, so she has...
She's armed.
Like a short sword.
Yeah.
I'm sure whatever blade she has is poisoned as well. Okay. She's so fond of it. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, what's she gonna do?
Let's see. I've got the tags
arrows.
Here.
That might be...
Both, maybe. Or both.
Yeah.
Pretty kinky.
Kinky.
Okay, so yeah, she's got near, far.
Okay.
Bow might be two-handed?
Yeah, probably, if it's a big bow.
I don't know
so
how
you can
use a bow one-handed.
I mean, I get, yeah.
Unless it was 2 feet in a hand.
Definitely.
All right,
so the bow is two-handed, near, far. The dagger is hand. And there she is, Tenjaya. So, I'm going to say you guys have to have one encounter before you get to the myotoxic wall between the slew of the savior.
Fine, I won't attack it right away this time.
All right.
I will
see how much you all like that.
I'm going to say...
My follower's cooler than your friend.
That's not true.
I really want to just and take the vial of shrink potion and throw it immediately at the first thing we come across.
You're not...
But I should save it for something better.
I was going to say you should dip an arrow in it and shoot the arrow, but then the arrow would just shrink. Oh, I know, I'll just dip an arrow into... Where'd it go?
Oh, hold on, I'll fish it out. Yeah, yeah.
No, let me get another one. Soon there's no potion left. You just have a vial full of microscopic arrows.
The tinks there.
What?
I hear the little tinks.
Yeah.
I could probably throw it, and then, like, little tiny arrows would go flying everywhere.
You wouldn't do anything.
It might kill all the water bears on you.
All of a sudden, you just hear a scream as all the water bears die.
How many water bears do you think are on you right now? Lots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Think about it. That's their world. So we are like their universe.
Yeah.
Yep. And our universe is just a marble in some aliens game.
Oh, yeah, we're at a water bear on something different.
Thanks, Men in Black.
All right. So you guys are undertaking a perilous journey. When you travel through dangerous lands and not on a safe route, indicate the course you want to take on the map and ask the GM how far you should be able to get before
Will's
you
there.
Can make
Will's
camp. So you can get there today.
Will is something's universe.
ours?
Yeah, that is true.
One party member has to scout ahead and one navigates.
They're all wisdom rolls, right?
Yes.
I can do one of those things.
I think I have. Yeah, mine's plus two for wisdom. But
I have plus one.
I don't know if you guys want to trust me to scout ahead.
I'll scout.
So there's wisdom, you said?
Yeah. Who's scouting? You're scouting?
Yep, but I got a 5.
Okay. You mark XP.
Yep.
Rick's favorite mark.
That Eric's not can't ruin this time.
I'll help.
It'd only give me 6, that wouldn't matter.
I'll help too. I got a 10 for what I'm doing.
You're navigating?
I'm navigating.
Okay, you avoid dangers and distractions and make good time, reaching the point of the GM's choosing before you need to make camp. So you, what happened?
They're cold. I'm going to drink
a flavor. Yeah, go ahead.
Raspberry. I believe.
No, it's strawberry mint.
Oh, bad.
I have this water, but it's not cold. It's getting warm down here.
All right.
No, you're making
it's getting hot in here, so keep on all your clothes.
Too late.
Oh, I said keep them on, keep them on! Ah, nipple!
I was putting my gut out, too.
And it's not being sent in a Snapchat to Will.
Yet.
We didn't get his gut, Chris.
I think.
All right.
It's not really so much a gut as you, like, arching your back.
Somebody roll me a d12.
Oh, I don't have one of those out.
I got it. It is 7.
7, okay.
7, awesome.
Again.
Another d12?
Keep going, yeah.
12!
12, ooh, this is going to be fun for you, Alex. Keep going.
Can I do one?
Sure.
12.
12, again.
Roll again.
I said 1.
1, oh. 12 and 1.
No.
9.
Damn it.
Why, was 12 and 1 better?
12 and 1 was a dragon.
Okay. Let me avoid that.
Well, we give Fen a chance to shine. And
oh, no. Wait, 9?
Yeah.
Okay. Rare and huge. So let's see.
I can make it small.
Still rare, though.
Do you have an unrarefying potion?
What if that eagle just came back for me?
It's possible.
She's like the perfect companion for us because she's a pretty bad. She's a,
yeah.
Okay.
Not dark.
I don't know. Borax wants vengeance from something and wants to lord it over others.
Okay.
Evemox wants to defeat enemies. He just hasn't had the chance to.
Baldwin just wants to cuddle.
Baldwin wants to learn how to be a better blacksmith.
Yeah.
It's not going well.
I taught him some.
Yeah, first, just melt the metal with your fire hands.
He doesn't think you're as cute as I am.
Okay, that'll work.
You gotta... He doesn't have the right taste, so I'm pretty... Amongst salamanders, I'm a hot piece.
Aren't all salamanders hot?
Okay, Akos,
yeah.
Write this... Get an X card and write this down.
Okay.
You are ambushed. Not the party, but you.
No.
Are ambushed by...
a dragon.
A rare, huge troll.
Oh...
The troll is... Let's somebody roll me a d12. Roll me a
d12.
Three. The troll is prowling or on patrol.
Well, which one is it?
Either one, you're not sure. Okay. You just sort of come upon it. It looks like it's pacing.
It comes upon me.
Yeah. Let's see. Give me another d12 roll.
Five.
Three.
Five and three. Okay, hang on. Let's.
Why did I roll 2d6? I can roll a d12.
Because 2d6, you can't get a 1. No, you roll 2d6.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It is cautious.
That's good.
I like that other one better. Yeah, it is cautious and evil.
That's good. Alex is evil.
Yeah, we might get along with it.
Oh, God.
I still need a follower. Everyone else has one. Maybe I'll get a nice evil orc to follow
troll
me.
Oh god, roll me another d12.
11.
Oh.
No, I can't. There are not 11 trolls.
I
rolled an 11 though.
I'll roll 9.
Much better.
Let's split it and say 10.
Okay.
A lot of them.
What makes them rare?
Well, that's...
especially
since
it just ran to 9.
It has an ability, 9. Ooh, okay. As the troll is like, stomping around,
mm-hmm.
controlling some area, you see all of the plant life in the swamp around it start to die.
Oh, so kills plants?
It seems to be draining the life energy from them.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's pleasant.
Dreams. Boy, have I got a guy you need to meet. He's a newly minted death cultist.
I do have a death
cultist. And 11. No, he can't. That doesn't make any sense.
Do you need another D12?
I've always been a death cultist.
Age aspect.
8.
I realized that the power I took, my new move, whenever mm-hmm. we have downtime, is that I can contact another plane that exists. So I'm going to try to contact the god plane and see if I can talk to the death cultist god. And see if I can...
It's not going to go well. Don't do that. That's
okay.
A bad plan.
It is a water troll.
Water troll?
A water troll that is on patrol and draining the life out of all of the swamp life.
Okay.
Out of all of the plants and stuff. It like leans over and it just inhales some kind of a vital essence. And then the swamp grass like falls over limp and dead.
Yeah.
What do you do? Because it like
don't let him smell you.
Actually, you made a
yeah.
It looks over and it like you like parted the tall grass and you were kind of watching it like awestruck because the thing is like 25 feet tall. It is gigantic. And then it looks up at you. And you two make eye contact.
It looks up at me?
Damn.
Well, it like
Alex.
Leaned over to, you know.
I am 25 feet tall.
It leaned over to inhale the life essence from some plants. So it looks up at you. It is standing like waist deep in this swamp.
Don't go in there.
Yeah. So what do you do?
Hello.
Dinner.
Oh, no, you don't want to eat me.
And why not?
Well, because then you wouldn't be able to continue your wonderful work. This is fantastic.
What? I'm confused.
Well, oh, okay, let me explain. Hello, my name is Walter. I am a paladin of the god Yintos.
No, I don't want to know your name.
Oh.
Humans are tasty. Tastier without names.
No. I've been tainted. You're not gonna wanna eat me.
The troll like scratches its head.
You suck the life essence out of things, right?
I need to eat.
No, I know. But there's all sorts of other stuff you could eat. I'm friends with hunters. We can help you find super delicious stuff to eat.
Make me defy danger using charisma.
Okay. 6.
You're not rolling well today.
You can see it's kind of like tuning you out, and you can see the troll start to drool. It has a titanic like malformed face. And
you do have a
teeth and jut out at all kinds of
I owe you
awful
a
angles.
Hey, let this troll eat you.
And it just starts like reaching for you. What do you do?
Is it like reaching slowly?
Slowly enough that you can do something before it snatches you up.
I'm just gonna take a few steps back so like it can't. Now, friend, don't go doing that. You would be missing out on a wonderful opportunity.
Less talking, more getting eaten. It is.
All right. Well, then I'm going to slash it with my. Actually, before I do that,
they're gonna call out to us.
You're scouting ahead, so they're a distance away.
Yeah.
Do you call out for them?
Not yet. I'm going to. If I cast a spell, will I then be able to attack, or would it grab me?
It depends on the outcome of the spell.
True.
And what its
my
reaction.
My spell casting is at -1, so oh. I'm just gonna slash it with my sword.
Okay.
By the way, from then on, whenever you separate, I should form a telepathic bond with one of you.
Okay.
Roll me a d6, Meyer. Call it odds or even.
I'm gonna go evens. One.
So all right. So no telepathic bond this time.
Because I do have a telepathy. So next time.
So he reaches for me.
Like,
I'm gonna.
Its hand is like almost as big as your arm. So it is just like gonna scoop you up and.
I'm gonna try to. Oh, I just rolled it. Okay. I'm gonna try to like sidestep him and slash down on the arm.
All right. I'll let you keep that roll.
Good. So that is 13. Okay.
Index card, please.
Here, there's the troll.
Okay.
I forgot to do a telepathic bond because I'm.
And that is. So I rolled a 13 to hit, and that is. 9 damage.
Jaya, like, bold one. That'd be a deal breaker.
You guys are back. It's deal.
All right. You cut one of the troll's hands off. You just slice through it. The rest of you, in the distance, in the direction that Walter went off scouting in, you hear a terrifying roar, and
you see
Tanjaya actually, like, you've never seen fear on her face, but her face flashes.
You haven't known her that long.
Yeah, well, her face flashes with fear, and she goes, "Water troll. Shit."
Well, I think I'm running that direction.
Yeah, I'm gonna run.
Okay. So you. What about you, Peter?
I mean, I'm not gonna just stand there. What does my book say?
Book is blank. It doesn't say.
Book it.
Okay. I'm preparing. I'm preparing a weapon.
All right.
Even though it's a water troll, I'm preparing a fire weapon. Trolls don't like fire.
So you guys, I'll say it's gonna take 2 actions for you to get there, but you can do stuff as you're running to prep.
I didn't create a weapon.
You did not?
No.
My
mark experience. Can I try again as I'm running? It takes 2 actions to get there, so...
You know what? I'm going to say we're going to make this a really awesome fight. As you're running and trying to summon a weapon to mech, you get, like, what were you going for?
A big fire sword.
Okay, big fire sword.
Like a broadsword.
Starts to manifest in your hand. Something collides with you, and suddenly you are lifted off your feet, and you guys like rear back and screech to a halt, and you see that there is a second troll.
Oh my god!
Oh,
who has just gotten Tembeck in its grasp?
I'm going to cast mirror image, so it makes a second. You know, it's an illusion of me as another player. So
okay,
it makes it harder to hit me. I got an 11.
All right. The second you, where are you putting it?
I'm gonna say like 6 feet. Like basically, it's going. I'm gonna make it like on the other side, so it's like it's seeing it. It's like I, I'm flanking on both sides.
Okay. Yeah. So on the opposite side of the gigantic troll that's now looming over the two of you.
Yeah.
And also Tenjaya and what's his face?
Eve Mox
and
Baldwin.
Borax is with you.
Waha.
I forgot that you have to say waha every time you cast a spell.
So, you say waha, and all of a sudden there's an illusory you that's standing in the swamp. Piotr, what are you up to?
This troll that popped up as we're running toward
the other troll.
The other troll, thank you. To shoot it with a magic missile.
Okay. Go ahead.
Alright, so that's all plus
wisdom.
Ten, great.
So yes. On a 10, the spell is successfully cast, so that was 2d4 damage.
What does your Forgotten Gods magic missile look like?
I think last time was a question mark. Because my staff was question mark shaped, right. And it just kind of came out in the same shape.
Alright.
So
you fire off question marks at it.
Six.
Six. Alright.
When I put a pencil and then air just sort of out of your body.
It's
just deflated.
Oh. So Piotr.
It's a balloon.
Your question mark magic missile strikes it like in the abdomen, and you see a huge section of its flesh just start to like bubble and steam.
Yeah.
Steam comes off of it. And then it kind of fills in with more like swamp water and goop. You realize that these things are made of like dead swamp plants and you know, leaves and shit that's just sort of congealed together into monstrous huge creatures.
More like golems. Golems?
Golems.
Golem is my precious.
Yes. So we cut back to do you want to have I'm going to say that Tenjaya will attack.
Okay.
So she's going to draw back on her bow, and Meyer, you can roll for her damage.
Okay, Doc, you're taking a poke.
An Eve Mox attack.
Does he have to roll to have her hit, or just the damage?
Well, she attacks on her own.
So she just hits.
She
every
just
turn.
Hits.
That's pretty good.
9, because I rolled a DA plus 1, so I rolled an 8. And 9.
Damn.
So
nice. All right.
Rolling
up to.
9.
She shoots. She like draws back and shoots an arrow into its eye. If you want to have Ebox attack, you have to order it to attack.
I'm not going to try to throw him into danger.
Okay. Cut back to Walter.
So how does the troll take me chopping its hand off?
Not well. It like clutches at the stump of its hand and it draws back, and because, as I described to Piotr and the others before, it is made of just a bunch of swamp garbage that has coalesced into a being. It gushes all of the aforementioned swamp garbage, like blood gouting from the stump of its arm, all over you. So you are doused in all kinds of filth and yuck. It seems to be, like screaming and holding the stump of its hand and momentarily stunned because you struck a really good blow to it.
Since it just covered me in swamp shit, I'm going to kill it.
So I rolled an attack. 8, 9, 10, 11
He rolls to kill it.
So what do you do? Like, describe to me.
So
Walter, like,
so he chops the hand off. The troll screams and shoots horrible swamp shit everywhere. And Walt just covers Walter, and Walter just like takes his hand and wipes it off his face and goes, ugh.
Better or worse than the licorice cake? Or
about even.
About even.
Yeah. And he says,
It knocked Borax off of your shoulder, and Borax is like flailing in the.
I pick Borax up.
Since Borax is a rock, he doesn't like float very well.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick him up and put him back on my shoulder, and say, I'm gonna let you go, but you hurt Borax. and then Walter lunges at him with his sword, and I got an 11. So, right, that
so the sword
is
strikes home.
3 damage. 4. I forgot the 4. It would have been an extra one from before. I forgot about the +1 I have.
All
so
right.
Call that 5. Because that adds. I'll add the one from before, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to say you hit it in the knee.
It would have been an adventure like you.
And then I took a sword to the knee. Apparently, I learned that arrow to the knee is like, or used to be like a Norse phrase for getting married.
Yeah, I was reading that. Yeah.
So when you took an arrow to the knee, you settled down and couldn't go out anymore, you know.
Yeah.
So I used to be an adventurer, but then I got married and my wife won't let
that
me
that makes
anymore.
Sense, because you would go down on one knee if you took an arrow to the knee, so you're proposed. All right. So it is non too pleased with you, and since you hit it, it is going to reach down with its still functional hand and punch you.
Okay.
We'll get right back to you. It cuts away just as this thing brings its giant fist down.
Okay.
Temek.
Yeah.
This thing is kind of holding you, but he just shot it with a magic missile and. Tanjaya just kind of put an arrow through its eye, so it is temporarily kind of like forgotten about you in its hand, and it's like, you know, like pawing at itself.
How close is its hand to it? Like, it's holding out, outstretched.
You couldn't like reach it from where
it's
you are.
Part of it, so very close.
Yeah, it's I mean, like scale up. A person to like 25 feet, and like it's kind of like dropped you out. You could reach more like its side than you could its shoulder, its face.
And how high up off the ground am I?
Probably about 10 feet.
I'm gonna try to leap at the side of its body, and as I'm coming down, create a fire sword that I'm hoping to drive into its side.
Okay. Defy danger using dex to make this maneuver in a time frame that will allow you to do both things.
7.
All right.
Now,
so,
do you remember which of these moves I used last? The burns twice bright and burns half as long.
I do not.
Me either.
I think it was half as long, because last time you guys were telling me about the game you played, you failed something because you used that.
Right.
Okay, so you can. I'll let you burn twice as bright again, but make a note so that you know.
All right. I need to figure out something I could lose. Oh no! Wait a minute. No, I remember there was a time I used burns twice as bright last game. I don't remember.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
you did.
All right. So now I'm on half as long. So I'm obviously not going to use that right now.
All right. So I will give you a choice. You can manifest the sword, but doing that is you're not going to be able to land very gracefully.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll have the sword, or you can focus on your landing and leave the sword for next.
Well, action. The sword was really intended to, as I was creating it, bring it down into the side of
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
I'll not worry so much about the landing gracefully.
Okay, so you manifest the sword.
I have to roll as a manifest.
Yes.
So. That's con. Yeah, 11.
All right, you got it. What tags are you assigning
right,
to
let's
it?
Let's see here. I have a lot of tags I could choose.
Let's see. It always has fiery touch, dangerous in three uses. Shoot. With, well, hands, because I don't want it to just be a touch weapon. So hands. I'm going to choose the plus one damage.
Lex of Bliss.
Lex of Bliss.
Just a little like, gif for doing that.
And maybe remove the dangerous tag so I don't hurt myself.
Okay, like fair enough.
Oh, God, yes.
Yes, she's amazing. Now, does that count as also an attack?
Yes.
All right, so...
Here's the thing, though. Like, you're going to attack it, but since you're not... focusing that's the drawback of concentrating on the sword. You're gonna get a stab on it, but then you fall and you're gonna hurt yourself.
Okay.
So roll to it. You know what? I'm not gonna say you have to roll hack and slash. So just roll for your damage.
Okay, that's just a regular D8. All right. Four.
That's what I do in the factory as well.
Yep.
So that's one use of the sword. All right.
And then...
Oh, and plus one damage. I forgot. It's five.
Okay. And then take a d6 of falling and damage.
Another one?
Of course. Six.
Six.
I didn't cast a stranger thing in a row. Sorry. I'd be honored.
All right. So you go down hard, but you pretty much, like... jab your flaming sword into this thing and, you know, ride it all the way down.
Yeah, that was the intent, yeah.
it sizzles really and steams and smells god-awful as who knows what inside of it burns off. So now it's got, like, a burning swamp garbage smell.
Yeah, you're welcome,
everyone. Favorite smell. We all know it's true.
It's a good thing...
A good thing anyway,
never mind. Fen, what are you doing? You got your
I'm going
clone.
Yeah. I do have a clone. It just makes it harder to hit me.
Yeah, because it can't tell. Right now, it's not going for you. Oh. It's actually reeling back from two pretty devastating wounds.
It's an ability, not magic, though.
Nice,
it's
devastated right.
Well, you and also
I'll throw a fireball.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I figured fire would be the way to go, even though they're a water troll.
Yeah,
but
I'll throw a fireball. Let's see, go magic. Oh no, that's a nine.
That's a nine. All right.
So I guess what's the negative? So
you can either take a minus one, or you forget the spell until you study.
So then I choose one. It's cast by choose. So I either draw unwelcome attention to put myself. I either draw unwelcome attention that puts me in a spot. The spell disturbs the fabric reality, and I get a minus one ongoing until the next time I prepare my spells. Or after this cast, the spell's forgotten. I'll draw unwelcome attention.
Okay. So roll for your damage.
Here comes a third troll.
First favorite number of trolls.
No, troll two.
Yeah.
That's no trolls though. It's
yeah, there weren't any trolls.
It's
still Eric's favorite number of trolls.
His pair is goblins because having the town called Lort.
I don't know. That would have been pretty good.
Where are we going on vacation? We're going to Lort.
Fireball also ignores armor, so.
Did you say that L extra long?
Lort.
Okay, so here's what happens. Fen shoots this thing.
Waha!
Yeah, he rears back.
Waha!
It's a good thing that you're underwater. to Mech, and it's a good thing that you're standing far enough away,
like
because apparently when these things die, they let out a cloud of swamp gas, and the fireball pretty much just detonates it. So there is a bright flash that lights up the cavern that you guys are in, and... Walter, you see the troll that you're currently fighting turn its attention towards the distance where you suspect your friends are.
Oh, I'm going to chop off its other hand.
All right.
That's what I was going to sidestep it, so I just step out of the way again and
bring my sword down.
All right.
11.
All right, yeah.
Come on, damage dice. 5, 6.
It is still up.
Is it, like, hanging on by a thread?
Yes.
Can I tell Borax? Get him!
Pick him up and throw Borax.
What does Borax do damage-wise again?
He does one.
Just one. Yeah. He's not hanging on by that much of a thread.
Okay. Never mind.
You just throw Borax.
I want to try to let Borax get the finishing blow.
But it is ignoring you and, like, shambling off toward where your friends are.
Hey, wait! No, I'm not done killing you yet!
The rest of you, there's, like, a beat of silence, and Tenjaya goes, we just slew a water troll. That's... Wow, that's...
Good work, team.
Wait, no time. I just still have to get the...
And then,
it didn't smell good.
You know that, you know, everybody knows the iconic, like, Jurassic Park water ripple? That starts to happen a lot in the swamp water around you. There, you hear, like, rumbling coming at you from all directions. What do you do?
Gently weep.
I tell...
What are you, a guitar?
Try to get my eagle friend to come back and carry me away.
Now you're underground.
You could hide in the swamp. You could there are some trees around. You could try to hide in the trees.
Yeah, I think I'll try to hide and wait for to ambush this thing when it's close.
I think it's multiple things.
Yes, it's unwelcome.
Now just try to hide.
So everybody who's hiding, tell me where you're hiding and defy danger.
I want to use a tech magic. I want to see if I can. Because I also have dispel magic. I want to see if he's got a magic. I can just kill him by just
dispelling them.
Yeah.
Well, you don't actually have one here because the one that was here you blew up.
Okay. What's around that I can hide in?
Like I said, you could just like hold your nose and dive underwater and hope that. You
know, are there reeds?
Yeah, there are reeds. You can
break a reed and just do that cartoon.
Right.
I want to tell everyone to hide, and I'll go invisible.
All right.
I'll hide behind Meyer.
Everybody who's hiding.
Damn it!
Make me defy danger using Dex and tell me where you're hiding.
I'll try to do the underwater thing.
All right. Well,
7.
I roll a 9.
12.
12. Okay, so Piotr is pretty well hidden. Where's Piotr well hidden?
I'm just gonna, like, smear some mud on my exposed skin and then, like, press myself up against a tree.
Okay. So Piotr does one of these things where he goes, fuck, and then just, like, scoops up an armload of mud, dumps it all over himself and spreads it down, and then presses himself flat up against a tree, and it's like he's not fucking there. All
right,
he's like PETA from The Hunger Games.
Yeah. You got a 7.
I was trying to read thing with hiding in the water.
All right.
Tenjaya, hide. We'll take care.
She's already hidden. She did not wait for you. She's like shimmying up a tree, and she's got Baldwin like over her shoulder.
She's shimmying up a tree. She pushes off against my forehead with her foot.
Exactly.
But that can Baldwin. I like. I really,
the
really
tree for a, the tree for a split second like blinks.
Ow! The tree just says ow. Yeah.
Did the tree just
out?
No.
There's a reason I like her. She's playing ball.
So.
Okay.
You've got the. Sorry. Hang on a second, Finn. Tamek, you've got your reed, and you're doing the whole cartoony thing, except it doesn't quite work so well in real life. Because the reed, like, it's not exactly hollow.
It's full of leeches.
It's full, yeah. It's full of like you're not sure what it's full of, but there are some like slimy, gross, bug feeling, disgusting things that you kind of inhale and then you go. You know, so you're good. You're underwater, but like you're gonna have to come up for air eventually.
I rolled a 9 on invisibility, so I'm just going to forget the invisibility.
Okay, but you're invisible. So where are you?
I'm just going to stay where I was.
Anywhere he fucking wants.
Yeah.
I'm invisible.
Can I make a suggestion?
What?
Get out of water, like onto a thing of mud.
So I don't see. Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys all like scatter and hide as best you can, and then five more of those water trolls break into the area where you are, and they start like yelling, who killed Marg? Where Marg? You see Marg? No, me no see Marg. You know, they're having this whole back and forth, like,
where Marg? Marg sleep again?
No, Marg explode.
Marg go boom boom.
Marg go boom. See Flash, come running. Mm-hmm. What are you? You're still chasing after the guy?
Yeah, I'm not done killing him.
All right. Defy danger using Dex to see if you can catch him before he joins up with his five friends.
Six.
No. Hands. Yeah, he.
Does it grow back? Like he did his wound before, like the other guy when he blew it up, his wound healed up. So he
no, I think it was just like shit pouring through.
Yeah.
No.
Because. He used magic, and he used fire, so that was like boiling off the water. And you did fire damage too. He just used a sword, so it didn't like.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you start chasing after it, and it can cover much more ground because it is 25 feet tall.
Yeah.
It stumbles into the swamp clearing, I guess, where the other trolls are waiting, and it is pointing backwards straight at you. Human intruder.
Doesn't have any hands.
So. Yeah. How?
Well, gesturing with one of its stumps.
Pointing with his stump.
I'm covered in swamp goo.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna hide.
Okay, go ahead.
I see him go. Oh fuck! And I go to. I'm basically doing what Piotr did, except I don't have to cover myself in shit because I already am.
Yeah.
With Dex,
I'll give you a plus one for that because you are already covered in swamp goop.
Is that Dex?
Yes.
11.
11. All right. So you like? How do you? Where do you hide? Against a tree or?
Against Peter.
Against the safe tree. We're both just like standing right next to each other.
He goes, and goes to push himself up against the tree, and he just hears, occupied.
Oh, God, and I scooch you over.
So, all right, you're invisible. Tanjaya and, what's his name?
Baldwin
are up a tree. Ebmox is underwater. It's actually like squeezing you, Tamek. The only person who is in kind of a precarious position is Tamek because he needs to breathe. So
loser.
Could Ebmox help him breathe?
I don't think so.
No. Well, I mean, wolves can't do it, and squids can't do it. But wolf squids, they make up for the shortcomings of the others.
I don't think so. It's not actually a hybrid of a wolf or a squid. Like, it doesn't, it just
wolf's
has...
Squid is wolf
it's just, it's a pack-hunting
squid. It's just a pack-hunting squid.
Oh, and it does have the tag stealthy.
Yeah.
So it'll probably be good at hiding.
So, yeah, it's good at hiding.
Hunting is packs. They need to give each other oxygen.
No, they don't.
Or just breathe underwater.
Yeah. Defy danger using, whatchamacallit, Constitution.
Okay.
Which favorite tution?
Seven.
Seven.
Again.
All right.
Seven. I'm good at barely making the rolls. Alex is good at barely not making them.
The worst part is that I have a max damage every attack of 19. And I wasn't able to kill this thing in three turns.
So here's the thing. You want to surface for air. Ebmox sees you, like... You're like, you're a little bit underwater. He's like holding you down. So you can either take your chances with the now six trolls. One of them seems to be very wounded. You can't really tell because it's swamp water.
And, right.
You can feel the earth rumble and the water move past you at as something alarmingly large moves past. So you can either stay underwater and take damage, because you need to breathe, and you're going to be breathing in swamp water. Or you can... Or you can surface and take your chances with them.
I'm at least waiting another turn and staying under.
All right.
Wait, swim to one of the giant underwater air bubbles.
All right.
Yeah.
So take a D6 of damage. That's armor defeating.
I don't have armor, so that's okay. 4. I'm at half my health.
I'll heal you when you come back. If you don't die from
drowning. Edmox helps you stay under. You guys on the surface, you hear the trolls, like, they start to look around. one of them says, Orc hurt, get Orc help. And then they decide that looking for whatever hurt Orc isn't as important as getting Orc back to the garbage pile where they spawned or whatever, you know, to help it regenerate. So they, you know, stromp off.
Orc goes with them.
They pretty much carry it away.
As soon as they're gone, I burst up and gasp for air.
I just picture they walk out of frame, and then there's just the beat of like complete silence and stillness, and then Tamek
flailing and breathing heavy.
Damn it, he got away. Beautiful oxygen.
Is everyone all right?
Not really. Yeah, we killed ours.
What?
We killed ours. There was another one.
Oh, the five of you managed to kill yours. That's pretty impressive.
I'm
you know.
A tree now.
You know, that it took five of you.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's fine. I only mortally wounded one by myself. Come here. Come here, Tamek. I'm going to cast healing on him. 10, because I'm at minus 1.
Because I'm prosthetic.
So that is cure moderate wounds. So you heal 8 plus 4, so 12 plus 4, 16. Well, you heal 16.
All right, so I'm at 36. So I'm at 26. At 20.
No, you don't get extra hit points. It just heals you up to full. So describe how your asshole god deals to me.
I walk over and slap him on the arm and say, "Get up!" And then he can. Get up, you pansy!
I fell from... Thank you.
Don't mention it. Because, you know, Nintos hates it when I help people, so seriously, don't mention it. There might be trolls in the area.
Really?
Yeah.
What about those other things?
What other things?
We just made one go...
That was one of the trolls.
That was the water troll. Oh, well, there's one left now.
Well, that's good.
Should have been two.
You want to go up against one by yourself?
I took out a dragon. I could take out a troll.
It's true. A mighty blue dragon. You said so yourself.
Yeah, I did.
And now you're questioning his warrior prowess?
It's how we show our mutual respect for each other. It's good-natured ribbing.
I don't believe you either, then. That's good-natured.
Yeah. I was fucking killed. One more hit. I ran away. I start walking away. Walter walks away.
Tamek follows. He does that.
Baldwin is like, let it go, Master Walter. It's not worth it.
Well, I did let it go. You didn't see me chasing them down.
Let it go.
Because I could have killed them all, but I don't want to steal the glory from everyone else.
He's a nice guy like that.
He holds off on stealing all the glory for his friends. All right, so right now it is 10 to 11.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to call session?
I have to be up early.
Let's get to the dwarf place. Play with the wall at least.
Well, how long will it take us to get through the mitotoxic wall?
I haven't really plotted anything out. I'm pretty much running from the seat of my pants right now.
Okay.
So
I was kind of starting to nod off anyhow.
All right, so then we'll call it.
All right, so yeah, we'll start next time with you guys arriving at the myotoxic wall.
Yeah.
I want to take it on the plants.
So, end of session moves.
So, when you reach the end of a session, choose one of your bonds that you feel is resolved. Completely explore. bless you. I don't think I have resolved any of my bonds.
I don't think any of my own bonds have been resolved either.
I don't have one with
my bonds are all as they were. All
right. Once bonds have been updated, look at your alignment. If you fulfill that alignment at least once the session, mark XP.
Oh, I got to you, Chris.
Yeah.
Now, would my chaotic spread a dangerous new idea have counted for getting them to give up the money that they probably don't have too much of and risking raising their ire by,
what does it count as?
It says spread a dangerous new idea.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Did I upset the rightful order?
Not really.
Yeah.
Did I discover a magical mystery? Something about a magic?
The potion.
Yeah, you did. Okay. You were the one who figured out what the potion was.
Cool.
Let's see. Then if you fulfilled your alignment at least once, did we learn something new and important about the world?
Yeah.
What did we learn?
Learned about the potion and about water trolls.
There are water trolls.
And Chris, talked to...
Chris has like something happened.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're god. You did talk to Taros.
Alright, so we
So we can mark XP for that. Did we overcome a notable enemy?
If the trolls count as notable... They're pretty big.
You said they were rare.
And we killed
them.
Rare monster.
All right.
It was a rare monster. Did we loot a memorable treasure? Not really.
No.
What about the potion?
Oh, the potion.
We didn't loot it.
Yeah, it wasn't looted.
It wasn't looted.
It was handed to us.
It was a gift.
It was a gift.
And then I'll give you guys nominations.
I'm going to nominate Chris for getting a cool potion and being dropped by an eagle.
I'll nominate Alex for being a good wingman.
I'm going to nominate Meyer for that time he single-handedly slew a dragon.
And I guess I'll nominate Eric because it's not good enough to get a nomination otherwise.
He's for the normal.
That's a pretty badass move on that troll.
Yeah.
Nope. It's because you suck.
So, thoughts, questions, comments, suggestions?
No, I love every game of this. Yeah. So.
What's the... XP level up.
Your current level plus
7.
Yeah.
Our characters
I can do it.
Yeah. I'm just upset that I didn't get to kill that troll, which was my fault.
What?
And that I really wanted I wanted to get it to like one hit point, and then throw Borax at it.
And then
plus 1.
Exactly.
Plus 1 on one of those things?
Next time.
Plus 1.
Yeah, we could do that.
Alright.
Well, no, you can't do it. Don't do it yet, because you have to wait until you're like...
Yeah, Chris. You have to wait until you make camp for the night, like in a safe place.
Alright, I'll undo that.
Yeah, you have to hold off.
Can we make camp?
Well, no, we have to, because we're going through the wall, and then we're in
and then
the
you're
dwarf
in,
part of
the,
town.
The Hell's Yellow Heights.
Yep.
The... other
and then we could sell the location of the liquid lightning to the dwarves, and everything will be great.
Okay.
I mean, what?
I got us money.
Yeah, we can do that for Tendrai.
That's
any,
deserved points.
She knows that you're planning to sell it.
No. Not the liquid lightning. I mean, I'm going to sell the location of the liquid lightning
to
the
dwarves. Okay.
For more money.
Yeah.
Just let me know when you're
already that liquid lightning that he gave the drow exclusive rights to.
Okay.
I'm going to sell exclusive rights to the dwarves.
Let me know when you're doing it, because then I'll just go on a date with Tenjai.
Or I'll just wait until you're on a date with her.
She won't know.
Exactly.
So, is there anything you guys would like to see more of or less of? Or
less water troll.
I'm liking it.
I want to find that fucking troll.
I'd like to see more dancing rocks.
Okay. Yeah.
I could arrange that.
Yeah. Borax
Alex just walks down the road with the thing overturned.
I still have 3 vials of enchantment, and it only took a drop to make Borax.
Cool. We have like some cameos of other.
What if we go to the mountain and I put a drop of shrink potion on it, and then you put a drop of your stuff, and we have a dancing tiny mountain.
Well, I think it would still have the same mass as the full mountain.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
Although magic.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think if we did that, it might have like its own localized gravity.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not debating. It's either it's cool to see Teros. I'm not sure if it's. You know, I was about to say cool to see all the cameos of the characters, but I'm not sure. Man.
Well, you guys all became gods,
yeah. Right? Yeah, we kind of.
And Teros has the scythe that lets him travel between dimensions.
Yeah, which is why I figured that he was, you know,
somewhere.
He found a tundra world.
Yeah,
because he's from the tundra. Yeah. And he just spends his time there meditating because he can turn into fire. And the reason that Chris Piotr scared the shit out of him.
Yeah.
So, because he wasn't expecting anyone else to.
That's reasonable.
I figure he just waits there, and because the gods of the multiverse know that he's there, they occasionally send people to him on like vision quests.
Yeah.
So maybe
I don't know what to do with this guy. Ooh, send him to Teros.
Yeah. So
follow Teros.
Maybe Teros will come back. I don't know if any of the other characters would.
Yeah, maybe not.
They're probably busy running the universe.
Yeah.
Or one of the universes, because there are many.
Did Humble become a god, or did he just become rich?
Everyone but Teros did.
Yeah,
Teros drank of the fountain of immortality.
So did Susan.
Said, yeah, Susan did too. Susan is out there somewhere.
Yeah.
I kind of like the idea now that she was tied to that tree.
Well, because Teros was dying from something, I don't remember, and the only way to stop it was to drink from the fountain
of immortality.
It might be great if we come across. What if Susan is the god that I'm worshiping?
Susan wrote a book.
Susan wrote a book.
Oh, God. Susan, how many times do I have to tell you? Stop messing with that poor man.
Susan's soul.
Actually, no, that's pretty funny.
Going to the desert for 2,000 days.
Susan, do you even know how long 2,000 days
are? 2,000 days!
Susan, draw a map! Go like this.
Ooh, fast path!
Susan doesn't even have thumbs.
So yeah, that, I guess I wanted to establish some kind of connection with the previous continuity.
Yeah, no, I like that. It's like
multiverse. I didn't want it to be too direct, you know?
So we're not orbiting the wall sun like the last one?
No, no.
That's too bad.
You do not. This world does not have a beautiful sun.
With a Will baby face.
The Will baby face. Terrifying. Yes. All right, folks. Well, we hope you enjoyed that. This has been another wacky wild ride through the perilous wilds.
We have to name this world in general.
Yeah, we'll think about it. Yeah. Or if you have an idea, if we haven't already named it by the time this goes up, which who the hell knows what that'll be.
Will's World.
Name?
Party time.
No, it's not Will's World. But does anyone have any last Will thoughts?
My potion is shrinking.